Last time, Filoco, stopping for the evening at the Dayaway Roadhouse. You found the roadhouse to be a hopping place with a stage room with belly dancers and live music and a large tap room with tables and people of all different types. You met the barkeep Morana, a wide-set woman who was very cheery and welcoming you to the tavern. She got you all fixed up with a very nice meal. You all checked out the establishment, and then Tony went to bed. After Tony went to bed, Taika, you were visited by Arena Wheatflow, the adopted son of the Wheatflow patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
Arena claimed that you weren't sure if you believed him or not, to just coincidentally be there, and having seen you, decided to check in with you, see how things are going, see if you killed Gavin Farlight or not.
Mm-hmm.
He also gave you the advice that you should probably avoid the bar for a while. You mentioned that you were going to get out of the business altogether. And he told you that if you ever wanted back in the game, you'd be welcome with the Wheatflows, and he gave you a rabbit's foot.
Weird.
Saying it was a key to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, you talked to a very grumpy bartender serving breakfast. He filled you in on the backstory of Marana, who is a retired adventurer who owns the establishment and is able to take care of all the big monsters that might threaten the tavern. Taika was very excited about the prospect of becoming an adventurer in her own right and how cool that would be. You decided that it would be good to perhaps maybe earn some money on the road. And so you decided to follow a small caravan, knowing that a group of bandits was operating as, quote-unquote, tax collectors further down the road, thanks to some gossip from the grumpy bartender. So the two of you started following a smaller caravan. You were not entirely stealthy, though.
Well, so, Taika wasn't entirely stealthy.
So one of the guard, Graham, circled back and asked you all if you'd like to join the caravan, with safety and numbers and all of that. You met Graham's husband, Moore, the two of them being painfully neutral good.
That's true.
You also found the halfling triplets, that were operating the caravan.
Abe, Gabe, and Mark.
Abe, Gabe, and Mark, yep. They all travel on a loop between Umfaloko, Rakad, and Tabar, buying and selling various goods at each of the different cities.
Mm-hmm.
As expected, or surprised completely unexpectedly, you were waylaid by the bandits. Graham and Moore wanted to negotiate, but Taika had her own thoughts on how the negotiation should go. Tony hid in a tree, spotting their halfling sniper that was their ace in the hole. Fight broke out. It was tough. Surprisingly tough. I mean, there was the two of you, Graham and Moore, both of which were past their prime. Graham almost went down, but Moore was able to save him, and you were able to take out the rest of the bandits. When the bandit leader was the last one and tried to run, Tony was able to use his wand of magic missiles to shoot him down. Little goblin skulls shooting him in the back.
Little goblin skulls, I forgot. That's great.
Graham and Moore buried the body, said a prayer to Dimbora, the god of time and inevitability. Then Graham gave each of you a hard candy and a platinum piece.
Right. The hard candy. That's great. I love it.
And after the day's travel ended, you all arrived at the end of the road in Umfaloko, just as the sun was setting behind the city. So, it is the 3rd of Grinning. It is King's Day. You two, along with Graham Moore and the Halfling Triplets, have arrived in Umfaloko, just as the sun is setting in the hills behind you.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Umfaloko is spread out. It is in the middle of this forest, this dense forest. You see, the first landmark that you all see is a large palace that is in the center of town. It towers over everything. It's got a large square base with spires on the corners, and what looks to be a giant Baroque entrance on the wall that you can see of it. And then on top of it are six terraces that go up in a receding style. And then on the top of that is a large dome that has gilded gold. The rest of the city lays out in front of you. You can see you're on a main strip that goes into the city. You see there are a couple of taverns and shops along the road. From your kind of, you're coming downhill, you can see off into the distance a river, big river that bisects the town. And on the other side of the river, you see a squat but unmistakable wizard's tower that has a large water wheel on the side of it. As you come into town, Graham says, "You all have a place y'all are going to stay tonight, or?"
I mean, we don't have a place set up yet, but
no, we're just going to find a place.
Well, we're all going to stay at the Scratching Post. I recommend it. It's a nice tavern. It's not too far down the street here. Good price, good food, good company.
Okay.
Might as well.
We'll be here for a couple days, hawking our goods, and then I imagine we'll be heading on to Rakat if you want to join us, but I also understand that you two probably have your own things to do, so...
You're heading back towards Tabar?
To Rakat.
I thought Rakat was next to Tabar.
Isn't it the end?
We're going to follow the river up to the... So, you're here in Umfaloko. Tabar is above you, and then Rakat is to the northwest, so...
Yeah, because Rakat is the peninsula.
Tabar, Umfaloko, Rakat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. He says,
on how much trouble we...
Yeah.
Oh, and before I forget, here is your starting inspiration for the sessions.
Nice.
And we'll say that the long rest that you're about to take won't get rid of it.
Thanks.
He says, if this is goodbye, it was a pleasure getting to know you today. And if you ever see us wandering by again, feel free to stop and say hello.
And cool. What are their names again?
Graham and Moore.
Graham and Moore.
And then there's Abe, Gabe, and Mark are the halflings.
Abe, Gabe, and Mark.
Mark's the attractive one. They all look alike, though, so it's a little joke. It's all a little joke they tell each other.
That's funny. Cool.
I think I want to explore the town a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do we get the idea that we should, reserve our room, or will there be something?
Oh, we'll be something.
Okay.
It's not like the city isn't overly crowded or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, look around.
Yeah.
See what we run into.
Do I find anything familiar?
Roll me a perception check.
Because, I was here when I was four. You can have memories, but... perception. Eighteen.
As you look at the palace, you have a memory of you and your siblings walking down the street in a line, and you looking up at that giant palace with awe and wonder. It looked much bigger then, though it still looks very big now.
Do I know where I was coming from when I went by the palace? Or it was just a really
memory? Yeah, it's just a glimpse.
Okay. Probably want to stay away from that wizard's tower, but let's see what there is around.
Yeah. Just wander around.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if there's anything that I need.
We don't have a lot of money, so
we do have platinum.
Yeah, that's only 10 gold. All
right, so you wander down the street, parting ways with Graham and Moore. You notice there's little restaurants along the side of the road. A surprising amount of parks.
And trees.
With trees, yeah.
Yeah.
And as you walk down the street, cats, actual cats, not tabaxi, start following you around, meowing for food.
Oh.
Umfaloko has a large population of protected cats.
Nice.
But as they are following you around meowing, you see some hop off into the park, and there's these little posts. As they get near a post, a mouse appears and starts running around, and the cat pounces on it and eats it.
So it's like a treat dispenser, but the treats are live mice?
Mm-hmm.
Funny. That's great.
It's much more nutritious that way.
Mm, it's just interesting.
And it keeps their instincts sharp.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Also, I was like, I was going to have it dispense pellets, but I'm like, it's a fantasy world. They wouldn't have pellets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny.
As you're walking down this side, so this street that comes in from the northeast, the street to the bar, you can see that it heads down towards the river. As you get about halfway down the road, on the left side of the street, you notice a large structure. It's kind of a squircle. I don't know a better way of describing it.
Squircle?
A rounded square. Like it's like a square building, but the edges are rounded.
Okay.
So there's never actually a sharp...
Squircle. It's just a square with rounded corners.
And in front of it, you see a large statue of six tabaxi in kind of heroic poses.
Okay.
As you get closer, you see a plaque that says, Umfaloko Combat Arena, home of the Jets.
Oh, yeah!
And it says, record 132-1.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the letters are a little hard to read and faded. You see that this was erected in the year 86 AG. So this was almost 700 years ago.
Oh.
The features of the tabaxi are worn. It's hard to make out quite the details. But clearly, whatever this, the statue's been here for a long time, and they've deemed it worth preserving.
Mm. Okay. Cool, cool.
As you make your way towards the end of the street, you come along the river, where you see a lot more activity than there was on the side street.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's getting to be nighttime, you see people hustling and bustling around, majority of which are tabaxi, but you see people of all sorts of different races milling about here on the street. You see along the street are little carts hawking food, little tchotchkes and souvenirs. You also see there are restaurants along the side of the road and a few shops that are still open. The first one that catches your eye is Bob and Fred's Bob and Threads, which appears to be some sort of tailor shop.
Yep. That's hilarious.
A few doors down, you see Good to the Last Drop Potion Shop.
Mm. Maybe go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go in there.
As you walk by the Bob and Threads shop, you see a lanky human with a big bolt of fabric that he's showing off to people walking by, trying to entice people into this tailor clothing good.
It store. Is like a tailor, though. It's not just the supply store.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you make it into Good to the Last Drop. You see a sign on the door that says, "Open for as long as Sherry feels like."
Okay. Sounds fair.
Yeah.
And as you open the door, a little bell rings above the door, and you find yourself in a long room that is lined with a bunch of bottles of varying sizes and shapes, mm-hmm. and colors and densities. And you see, sitting behind the counter, reading a book in one hand, other hand on her hip, a tall fire genasi.
Mm, cool.
She's got reddish skin and orange hair that's kind of done up in a,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what you'd call that, just sort of a,
not a
coif. A coif, yeah. It's like a pompadour, but not quite as tall.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up and says, "Welcome to Good to the Last Drop." She says, "Name's Sherry. What you want?"
Sherry.
C-H-E-R-I.
Oh, of course.
Are we looking for healing potions?
Yeah. We're healing potions, if you've got anything interesting.
She says, "Darling, I got all sorts of things that are interesting. She says, I got potions that'll turn you inside out. What do you want?
None of that.
Well, maybe that.
Oh, fair enough.
So we're travelers. Occasionally adventurers. And so...
She nods, as if she's heard this story 100 times.
Many times.
And I've got some spells that I can use, but, you know, we do need some potions because we just don't know what we're going to encounter along the way. So, I mean, obviously some healing potions because you never know. But anything else you can think of that might be helpful in our travels?
She nods. She says, of course. She says, a good potion can be the difference between life and death out there in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
She says, healing potions, we'll start there, because that's the most boring and easiest of all these potions that you're talking about.
Okay.
She says, it's your basic pricing structure, 50 gold for your, excuse me, for the, your 50 gold for your basic healing potion, and then every healing potion up is another step up. So greater healing potion, 100 gold, superior healing potion, 500 gold. And I'm sure it's outside your price range, but the supreme healing potion is 5,000.
It's 5,000. I thought it was 2,500. So much. And then regular healing potion is 2d4 plus 2?
2d4 plus 2, yeah. Greater is 44 plus 4. Superior is 8d4 plus 8. Okay. Supreme is 10d4 plus 20.
That's so much. I will take a regular... Like a regular healing potion.
And that's the 100?
No, that's the 50.
Oh, I wrote down basic.
Yeah, the greater is the 100. And that's 44 plus...
4.
4.
Okay. She goes over to a row on the wall where there's just literally 100 of these identical little stopper potions.
Nice.
With the... kind of a pinkish liquid inside of it. She grabs one and hands it to you.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you pay her.
Oh, yeah, I already took the money off.
Yeah. She says, well, if you're doing business, she says, what about you, good sir?
It's 500 gold?
50 gold for a regular.
Okay, 50. Oh. Oh, I put G. I saw 500 and I was like, I can't afford that. Yeah, I should probably get a regular healing potion. And I've got 50.
Is that all your money?
I've got 29 gold plus 1 platinum.
Plus, you got some money from the bandits,
so,
too.
Yeah, 40. I mean, I only have 35, so...
I'm going to just translate the platinum into gold.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 49 gold total left after I buy the healing potion. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had 29, you'd have 39.
There we go. That's why I was like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I always want to make platinum 100, but it's definitely not. No matter how many times.
It just
I
sounds
make,
so good.
It should, yeah, it really should. But you only add 10, unfortunately. Stinks.
She says, so, now you want something interesting. She says, I have all sorts of things. What sounds most interesting to you?
Anything that will make me very strong, or at least, you know, we're not high-level adventurers. Anything that'll make me moderately stronger. And I pat the sword on my side.
She nods. I think there is such a thing as a potion of hill giant.
Yeah, there's Hill Giant Strength. There's a couple different giant strengths. I the cost is probably a lot.
She says, I can make you as strong as a hill giant or as strong as a fire giant.
Oh.
She says, and anything in between.
Okay.
She says, but let's start with the hill giant strength. She says, a potion of that magnitude, she says, sell those for 250 gold pieces.
Wow, that's something to save up for.
No, the thing to save up for, she says, is a potion of fire giant strength. She says that'll set you back a cool 4,000 gold pieces.
Yeah, that's an unattainable goal at this point. But you said 500 for the hill giant?
250.
Okay.
She says, what about you? Any potions you're looking for?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if there is something that can protect me from other wizards' spells.
Hmm. She says, let me look through my index here of potions. She says, now you want to be completely immune to magic, or are you just looking for something that'll make you a little more resistant?
Well, I doubt that I have the money for something that's going to make me completely immune. I would love that, but I'd also like to know about whatever potions you have that help me be a little more resistant to it. Sorry if that's too vague for you.
She says, no, nothing's too vague for me. She says, I'm just looking through my potion index here. She says, as she gestures to the large wall of potions and says, of course, it's hard to keep all of this in your head at once.
Oh, of course.
She says, luckily the scholar named D.D. Beyond wrote this book.
I think I've used that reference before.
Yeah.
D.D. Beyond has written a lot of helpful references.
Yeah, I think we used one at the Wizard's Tower.
There you go.
She says, I have a potion of invulnerability, she says. That would, for a minute after you drink it, you have all damage you take.
Hmm.
And how much is that?
5,000 gold pieces, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you got somewhere around the 20 gold piece mark.
The 20,000 gold piece mark? Oh.
20 total.
Just 1-0.
20.
Oh, well, for that, you could get to smell the stopper of the healing potion.
To smell the stopper of the healing. What would that do for me?
Might give you a hit point back. I don't know. Find out if it came up.
No. Not doing that. Is there anything you need done around here that I could do in return for a potion, or some money, or...
Looking for some piecemeal work, pick up some currency?
Yeah, a little gig economy stuff.
Probably persuasion check.
3.
Well...
That's what makes for a good story.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm sorry, I know. No offense, but I don't know you, so.
I mean, fair. It was worth a try.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of anyone else around here that might need some help?
Yeah. Looking for work.
Well, Bob and Fred often take pity on people who could use work.
Rude. Bob and Fred.
They might be a little more willing to trust strangers than I am.
Okay.
Who are Bob and Fred?
They own the tailor shop 2 doors down.
Oh, okay.
I was planning on going there anyway. What was that place called?
Bob and Fred's Bob and Threads.
Oh, yeah. Bob and Threads,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I hate you right now. This is awful. Is it Bob and Fred's Bob and Thread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except thread is plural.
Okay. I'm so mad about it. So mad about it.
She says, hey, whenever you get some coin back in your pocket and you need to drink some little liquid to give you some courage or to, you know, turn you into an owl or whatever, you come on back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for the healing potion.
Yeah, thanks for your business. And she says, and with that, I feel like shutting down for the day. And so she flips the sign that says open until as long as Sherry wants over. It says, in the back side says close until Sherry feels like opening.
That's great. I love it.
And you hear the door lock behind you.
Okay.
So we head over to the bobbin thread?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's do it.
So you walk a few doors down. You see the lanky man with the bolt of fabric sitting outside, and his, you two appear to be walking his way. He says, pardon me, folks. Can I interest you in some delightful new outfits?
I do want to know how much it would cost to get a small capelet, just like a half capelet.
Oh, well, he says, that's great. Talk to Fred inside. She'll get you sorted out. I'm just sort of the hawk man.
Okay.
You know, get people here on the street into the shop, so...
Okay. Head in.
What about you, sir?
So we were just talking with Sherry, and we just came into town. We're looking for some work, wondering if you have anything you need done that we can help out with, for maybe a little bit of money.
Says, Fred might have something for you. Talk to her. She's inside.
Okay.
So, you open the door into the shop. You see a room that is immaculately laid out with all these different textiles and fabrics draped over every conceivable surface. You see some pre-made outfits on the wall with little signs for prices on them saying we adjust to order, things like that. And behind the counter, you see a tall half-orc woman who's just sort of talking to another customer and sort of chuckling with them. She says, all right, you... See you in a couple days, Steve.
Steve.
And the guy nods at her and kind of gives you two a nod as he walks out of the store. And she says, hello, name's Fred. She says, welcome to...
Jesus.
Welcome to my shop. And we'll pause there while we get there. All right. Well, we're back. Fully fed.
Woo! Yum, yum.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
So, Fred, what do you got for us?
No.
I get back into my half-life. she says, so what are you in the mood for, Some new outfits.
Yeah, I want a capelet, just a half capelet, in a really warm yellow.
She says I could whip that up real easy.
How much would that be?
She says, let's call it 5 silver pieces.
Done. I love it. I think it's going to contrast really well with my whole thing.
Absolutely. That teal skin of yours, I think the yellow would pop. What about you, my fine tabaxi friend? She says, looks like your ropes could be in use of a spruce up there.
They definitely could. We've been traveling for a little bit, and I'm a little short on cash, so wondering if you've got anything if you need anything done around here that I could maybe help out with for a little bit of money, or in return for sprucing up the robes.
Only a persuasion check.
Can I just be like, yeah, we're also looking for trouble. If if you've heard any, will that give her advantage?
Yeah, go ahead and roll with advantage.
I was going to say, nope.
Sure. Roll with advantage. Go ahead and grab another d20.
Oh, yeah!
1 in 20. Wow. And it was the white die was
yep,
the advantage
die.
It was.
So. It was.
Okay.
You go to say something, then Taika says, we're looking for trouble, and then you say, oh, you already asked.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do I say? I thought I already asked my question.
Fred says, okay. I've been, I have a shipment that's being held up on the docks.
Okay. Who's it being held up by?
She says, Technically the dock master, but look, they're... How do I phrase this delicately around sensitive ears?
Is there anyone else in here other than us?
No.
Okay.
She says, the cloths are some fine imports from Eastern Aristica, or Western Aristica, from Nishima, to be precise.
Okay.
However, the dockmaster is charging an exorbitant tariff on it, which I do not wish to pay.
Okay.
You're able to get into the dock, get my shipment, bring it to me. I'd be willing to reward you handsomely. How's 50 gold piece a piece sound?
That sounds great.
That sounds like an awesome deal.
Significantly less than what the tariff would have been. And I'll throw in your capelet and your some fine new robes for you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if you get caught, I don't know you.
Do we think that there's anything more going on?
Roll me an insight check.
I'm going to take my money back.
Six.
You look at Fred's face, and Fred's just got a very pleasant face.
Yeah.
Seems to be telling you everything.
Sounds good.
Okay. And do you know where your shipment's being held?
Yeah, Dock 13. In the warehouse. The AI. Somewhat large and heavy crate. Are you sure you'd be able to move it?
What sort of crate moving abilities do I have with a +3 to strength? I mean, is this crate bigger than I am?
Just bring some wheels. You might want some wheels to put, like a dolly or something.
So we need to find a cart.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got a crate dolly in the back. You can grab it if you want to borrow. That's fine.
I'm just unsure about dollying a crate up the street, how well that's going
to happen. I didn't say it would be easy.
No, just like, that sounds like it's going to bring the attention of guards.
Well, I mean, we're definitely doing it at dark.
No, I mean, they still have guards out at night, right?
Yeah, but like, we can...
More guards, in fact.
Yeah.
Let me see what I've got.
I mean, though, if it's not something that's within your capabilities or interest to do, I mean, I can just...
Do you have a wagon? Not just a crate dolly? I'm just saying, moving a large crate of product is highly suspicious on a dolly with just two individuals moving it.
I see what you're saying. I do have a little cart out back. You can borrow it for the evening if you want.
Okay. It comes with a horse, right?
Good luck with that.
No?
It's a hand cart.
Oh, okay. Okay. It's still weird, but okay. And the crate will fit in this cart?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And what's the dockmaster's name?
His name is Assyrian Anvilstinger.
Oh.
Isyrion.
Wait. Isy.
Mm-hmm. Assyrian.
Rian.
Mm-hmm.
And you said.
Anvilstinger.
Okay. I did think that you said anal stinger. I was like,
anvil stinger. Though, if you ask me, he's a bit of an anal stinger.
Okay. And how close are the docks to here?
Oh, just down the street. We're, you know, on the street that's on the river right now. Just go down. It's, they're right across from that wizard's tower.
Okay. Okay, and do you know, on the docks, is it just mercenaries guarding it, or is it, like, city guards, or...?
The city guards will be on the street, the guards in the docks will be private guards.
Okay. What do you think?
Yeah, I say let's do it.
Okay.
What time is it now?
It's dark.
Oh,
it's,
it is already mm-hmm. dark. Okay.
It was sunset when you guys were coming into the city.
And we have not had a long rest. Just as
you have not.
Maybe we should do this tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because
let's
I'm,
do tomorrow night, and we'll use tomorrow as like recognizance. Like we can like walk around the dock. Maybe visit the shops around the dock
mm-hmm.
and just kind of see what we can see.
Dock 13 in a warehouse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the crate look like? Does it have your name on it?
Yeah, it's a big wooden crate. It has Bobbin Threads on it.
Okay. Okay. And just as out of curiosity, this tariff that they're trying to impose, is this a bribe? Or is this like standard city politics? Like standard city fees?
It's a bit of both. There's tariffs on things that come in from out of town. This one seems suspiciously high.
Okay.
You know, the tariffs are... You know, the dockmaster sets the tariffs based on what he expects the value of the package to be, and of course, there's a lot of wiggle room there. And, mm-hmm. You know, if perhaps the buttons on his shirt popped off because it was too tight, he might hold a grudge.
I'm starting to get a greater picture of what's going on here. Okay.
You know, perhaps the tailor would be blamed, and even though he'd gained a few pounds over the past few years.
I love it. Do you know of a good place to stay nearby?
A scratching post is a good one.
Yeah, we were going to stay there anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where our
I didn't know are. If we had actually planned on that.
Cool. Well, I mean, it was unless something else came up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fair price, though. If you're looking for a fancier digs, you could always stay at the Jester's Flagon.
No, mm-mm. No, scratch a post would probably do. Cool. Any other questions or anything?
No, we'll see you tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm.
What time do you usually close?
She looks out at the sky. She says, well, whenever the tourists outside and the people start to close, you know, we stay open pretty late because you never know who might come in at a late hour.
This might be a silly question, but, like, let's say it's pretty late when we get your crate back here. Where do we put it and how do we get in?
I just live upstairs.
Oh, so we can knock on the door?
Yeah, my domicile entrance is around back.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a bell you can ring.
Cool.
Alright, well, I mean, what, it's like 8 o'clock now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figure tomorrow we'll stop by around this time to get that cart.
Sounds good, I'll just leave it out back. The keys.
Keys are in it.
For the lock that's attached to it.
Keys are in it, have fun.
It's gassed up.
That's hilarious.
We should probably walk by the dock tonight, because this is about the time we're thinking about
mm-hmm.
going
agreed.
By tomorrow, so we can get an idea of, you know, how things look in the dark, where are the lights, and where are there not lights,
mm-hmm.
more importantly.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, so, you leave Bobbin Fred's Bobbin Threads, and head down to the Riverside Street.
Mm-hmm.
After a short walk, you find yourself coming past the docks. You hear the sounds of crates being loaded up on ships, even at this hour. You hear the sounds of workers kind of yelling and directing each other.
So it's pretty busy.
Lively.
Yeah. There are 16 docks.
Okay.
Currently, this evening, docks 16 and 15 have ships in that are being loaded up. Dock 14 is empty. Dock 13 is empty. You see the empty pier and what looks to be a warehouse. So how they're set up is they have the piers, the ships come in, they have warehouses at the end to store the goods in that aren't ready to immediately go out.
So each dock has its own warehouse?
Each dock has its own warehouse, right. And the warehouses are numbered the same as the docks. So dock 16, warehouse 16. And then between dock 8 and 9, you see a two-story tower. And the sign on the bottom says Dockmaster.
That's between 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm. And you would gather, based on the height of the building, that from the top of it, where you see there's kind of windows that are all along the edges of the walls, you see lights on in the building, you would imagine that the dockmaster can look all the way down to both sides of the dock at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anyone other than sailors walking along the wharf?
You see sailors, you see the occasional guard, the city guards kind of walking up and down the street. You see the occasional dock guard walking up and down the wharf.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, you don't really see a lot of people. For people that would like be leaving, like, for travel, you would know from experience that they'd probably be here during the day. So,
mm-hmm. So it is going to be pretty unusual for us to be down here at this time of night.
Unless you're dressed like a sailor.
Are the sailors are just wearing sailor type garb, right? Like,
yeah.
There's no uniforms or
anything. They're not wearing like the Japanese stuff
anything
like that.
But I mean, even like people who are working like in a loose group, they're not wearing similar garments.
No, they're pretty typical sailor garments you see. So, loose shirts, fitted pants, rubber boots.
Bell bottoms?
Bell bottoms, I love it.
Rubber pants.
Rubber pants?
Rubber boots, sorry. You would also see hats and, like, bandanas and things like that tied around.
Do I get the idea that I could put together something over my armor that would make myself look like a sailor?
Yeah, you could disguise yourself like one pretty easily. I don't know that you'd have the clothing on you, but for a couple copper pieces, you could definitely pick up some.
Okay.
They have a few ready-made clothing shops for sailors that shop at here.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Before we head to the scratching post, we look for just get ourselves some quick sailor garb.
Okay.
So you go to a 24-hour maritime goods shop. sailors are working all day and night, so...
Nice.
Where you see things like boots and pants and rough linen shirts and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. And so you said 2 copper?
Yeah, I'd say 2 copper a piece if you want to buy some sailors' outfits.
Okay.
I'll drop that. Cool.
The shop master says... You all enlisted?
Yeah, probably.
Just enlisted.
Careful out there on the river. There's creatures in there. What bit you in half?
Sounds fun.
Yikes.
Sounds like a good time.
Just giant jaws filled with rows of teeth.
Is this something that I'm familiar with?
Roll me a nature check.
This is my first roll. Do well. Nope. Nature, not great. I think it's a -1 now. Yep, that's an 8.
You know, you spent most of your time on the ports. So you're not sure what's in the rivers.
Yeah. It would have taken something much higher than that to get me any info.
Did you want to roll a nature check?
Sure. Excuse me.
10.
You mean you've heard of there's reptiles that live in water that attack travelers. Is that all you know about it?
Okay. Anything else you want to do here? We leave the shop before I ask that.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Yeah, so we got our stuff. We've checked out the docks. We know where the dockmaster is. We know where there is an empty warehouse. Or, no, it's not an empty warehouse, an empty dock at 14 and 13. And then we're going to the warehouse behind dock 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But all the other slips are full. Sorry.
Let's see. 16 and 15 have ships in it. 13 and 14 don't. I could go down each of them and let you know.
16 and 15 have ships in them.
Mm-hmm.
And 14 and 13 don't. I mean, that's okay. What about 12 and 11?
12 is empty.
Okay.
11 has a ship.
This must be just a gigantic port.
Well, yeah.
It is, actually. Umphaloko, almost all the trade that goes further into the Empire comes through Umphaloko. It's a pretty big trade city, actually.
Okay.
What about lighting? Is there lighting for each port? And are they all on, or...?
Yes, they have. There are lanterns that are lit on each of the docks.
Even
just
the ones
one,
that are empty?
Or?
Yeah. Lanterns.
Well,
there are shadows. It's not like completely lit, but there are definitely
right.
Like lanterns along the wharf and then down along the docks.
Okay.
They are not gas lit or anything like that. They look like they're hand lit, so they could be extinguished.
Okay.
Though them being extinguished might draw attention.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think our best bet is probably coming back just looking like sailors.
We
also don't know if there's going to be a ship in tomorrow night either, so that's something to.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the, what is it, scratching post, and I've got some ideas.
Okay. Let's head back.
When we're not in public.
Public.
So you head over to the scratching post?
Mm-hmm.
So you make your way back up the river street, and then back up the northeast street that heads towards Tabar. You know, halfway up the street, you see a tavern, two stories. It's got a stone first floor and a wooden second story with terracotta tiles for the roof. The second story has a wraparound balcony where you see some people gathered and drinking, and a big sign over it that just says, The Scratching Post. The entrance goes down a few steps. It's kind of the first floor is split level.
Mm-hmm.
And as you come in, you see a large tap room with a large U-shaped bar and a tabaxi wiping a glass behind it.
Classic bar behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So go up and ask if we can get a room for the night, or a couple of rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The tabaxi is a lithe woman with kind of panther-colored, like that dark black panther-colored fur.
Uh-huh.
She's wearing just kind of a loose casual outfit. And you see, as you come up, a pair of size that she's wearing on her thighs.
Mm.
Okay.
I did not intend for that to rhyme. She says, "Welcome to the Scratching Post." She says, "Name Sam. Sam Tenderpaw."
Sam?
Nice to meet you, Sam.
She says, "Looking for a room tonight?"
Yeah, do you have a couple of rooms open?
She says, "Yeah, one for each of you."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 silver piece apiece.
Okay.
Isn't that a little steep?
No, that's...
That's normal.
That's copper?
That's modest. 5 silver.
Okay.
5 silver?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, you're 10 silver and a gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice you're very well armed. Do you expect a lot of trouble around here?
She says, don't expect it, but... She says, "You know, it's best to be prepared for it, regardless."
Huh.
She mm-hmm. says, "You know, mess with me, get the claws."
She flips them as she puts them.
Yep,
that's funny.
And we haven't eaten yet, right?
No, you have not.
So let's
let's
get some food before we retire for the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much per meal?
All right, so the meal is another 3 silver pieces.
Okay. Cool.
So yeah, we get some food and some ale and sit down.
Mm-hmm. Sit down in a corner if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find
see the bar.
As you get your food and look around, you see a corner table open up.
Great.
Go and sit in it.
Cool. So what do you think?
I don't know. Let's see how tomorrow goes. But, I mean, as far as ideas for tomorrow, I've got a couple of spells we could potentially use if shit gets bad. So, do you have any ideas, or do you want me to throw
mine
out? No,
go for it. I mean, my answer is to just pull through.
So, what I'm hoping is that maybe we put on our sailor's outfits, we show up, and we say, hey, we were supposed to start today. They're going to have no record of us. So while they're, like, trying to figure that all out, maybe one of us can sneak away and kind of get stuff going. If things go south, then I do have these spells that we can use. So one of them... Oh, and also, one of the things we could do... We've already got invested in the sailor outfits... But I could also disguise myself like the Dockmaster.
Oh, okay.
At one point, and that might be helpful. The only problem is the disguise spell that I have, it doesn't stand up to physical inspection.
Mm-hmm.
So because I am a little more slight than the Dockmaster and his busted buttons, if someone were to reach out and try and touch me, they would go through the body. And touch my actual body, so we just have to be careful we're not in a situation where he would be touched or inspected in any way. The other thing I have is pyrotechnics, which is it's pretty much like a smoke bomb. So we just choose an area.
Make it look like one of the ships is on fire.
Yeah, kind of between us and the Dockmaster. So Dockmaster is between 8 and 9, and we're up at 13. We've got a boat in 11, so I'm thinking around there, if we have to.
What's the range on your spell?
The range on the smoke?
Mm-hmm.
60 feet.
So you'd have to be pretty close. How long is a dock? Chris?
That's a great question.
To the Google!
Yep.
Well, and I technically have some thieves' tools... I'm not great with them, but I could attempt to pick a lock if we need to.
Yeah. So I guess idea one, our primary plan, is we go in, we say, hey, I'm a sailor. And they're like, oh, what's your name? Oh, shit, we gotta come up with some names.
Well, and I don't know if we have to do that. I mean, I think we
Each of the slips is 120 feet.
That's a waste. You got to be more than halfway down to the pyrotechnics, and then you got to make it back as they're seeing it. So that'd be a little rough.
Yeah.
Unless you could do it. How much distance between said docks? Could we like go down one, have her set it off, and then not be on the dock where everybody's rushing?
Yeah, I mean, so we fear it. So I was thinking 11 because there was a boat there. But if we went to the empty dock, which is next door to the 12, we could do it there. But again, they're going to run to an empty dock versus one with a ship, I think, might be more confusing.
Yeah. No, I agree. It just depends on the distance.
Yeah.
Because you got to
be in
range.
Well, I guess the other thing is we don't know whether you can load it up on your own. So do I need to be there with you, or can I just escape?
I think distraction is a really good idea. What's the distance between them?
Between the slips?
Uh-huh.
I'd say they're probably 40 feet wide.
Oh, that's not bad. 40 feet wide. So we would have to... You'd have to be on 12, set the pyrotechnics, and then beeline it back to 13. Or you could go to 12, set off the pyrotechnics,
and
I'll
get the
wait.
Heck out of Dodge.
Yeah, I'll wait, and if you could just meet me, like, at the head of 13, because, I mean, there's no way for you to tell if I'm fucked or not, is the other thing.
True, I mean, so I could set off the pyrotechnics, and instead of meeting you at the warehouse, I meet you behind, and then we skedaddle off together.
Yeah.
And then if I don't see you here, then I can... kind of double back.
Well, and the distance is... So, the warehouse is 120 feet away from the end of the dock, right? Because you've got warehouse, 120 feet of dock, ship.
The ship pulls into the dock.
But either way, I'm not going to be 120 feet down the dock. The warehouse is at the head of the dock,
yeah.
right? It's
yeah.
on the street side? Yeah, okay, so that's actually really, really good.
Yeah. So the street is, like, here.
Yeah, and the warehouse is just off of that. So I think that's a really good idea, is that you set off the pyrotechnics, beat feet, and try to hide, you know, like, you're doing it, and then you're like, oh, there's something going on, oh, no, you know, like, that sort of thing. And then I'm, while you're doing that, and then I'll just kind of, like, I'm just taking a stroll into that warehouse, and hopefully I can break in. Did the warehouses look guarded? Specifically, like, a guard for each warehouse, or just town's guard kind of patrolling?
Just, they had the private guards patrolling, but they didn't have, like, one in each door or anything like that.
Okay.
That'd be expensive.
Yeah. I think that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
So this is kind of what it looks like. This is. So, you know, each of these docks has a warehouse kind of at the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
The warehouses themselves are probably 40 feet wide.
And is there an entrance on both sides of the warehouse, or just
there's
on the
big
side?
There's big double door entrances on the ends.
Okay.
And then smaller doors, two smaller doors on each side.
How big is the warehouse?
It's 40 feet wide, probably another 60 feet long.
My investigation is a negative one. So I am probably going to need your help to find this shit.
Okay.
Like, if that's a full warehouse, we may be fucked. So that's something to keep in mind. We have to be able to find it in there. And unless I roll really high, I'm probably gonna need your intelligence.
Yeah, let me just look at this a little bit more.
Colleen, could you have your paper towel?
So my pyrotechnics spell, choose an area of flame that you can see and that can fit within a 5-foot cube within range. You can extinguish the fire in that area, and you create either fireworks or smoke. So I was thinking smoke, because that would cover us up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the smoke, thick black smoke spreads out from the target in a 20-foot radius, moving around corners. The area of the smoke is heavily obscured. The smoke persists for 1 minute or until a strong wind disperses it.
Yeah. I think the distraction is what we need to get bodies in that direction and not looking at 13. I think that's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, so what's my speed? So my speed is 30 feet.
Mm-hmm. So we take
And
you...
the warehouses are how far apart? Sorry.
No, you're fine. They are...
They'd be 40, right? Because there's 40 between the docks.
So they are about 40 feet wide themselves. So they're about the size of the slip. So there's about 10 feet between each warehouse.
Oh, so I could jump from warehouse to warehouse.
What's
you have to get on top of the warehouse though. That's half movement to climb, right?
No, I have full movement for climb jumping.
Okay.
Is that a tabaxi thing?
Yeah.
Well, for jumping, yes, but climbing is different.
Well, she can climb as if she's walking.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, could I... So, coming back here, because I almost want... I would love if we could set something off down near Dock 7... because that's just a little bit... It's on the other side of the Dockmaster.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll also be... So people will be going that way, including the Dockmaster.
Yeah. Well, and probably the Dockmaster's not going to be there. It'll be, like, his assistant or something.
And just so you know, the your cat thing is just for your climbing speed. It doesn't give you any bonus to jumping.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's stupid.
There's a jump spell that you could learn eventually. Then.
Fair. But, I mean, I can climb on top of the building in a turn, is what it sounds like.
Well, and your thing only lasts for a minute.
Exactly. And
yeah.
So that's why...
What's your strength score?
My strength?
Yeah. It's 8, right?
Deal some damage.
Or 10. Oh, it's 11. Okay. So you can jump 11 feet when you make a long jump. So you
yeah,
could,
so I could jump across.
You could just clear...
Mm-hmm. What if, instead of splitting up like that, we're walking... it's the distance still, 60-foot range. Instead of setting off something in one of the docks, why don't you do it on one of the other warehouses? So then you don't have to go all the way down and then come all the way back on a dock. So we could do that as we were walking by a warehouse and then just be like, whoa, wear our normal clothes, just be civilians.
Right, because we're on the street here.
Because we're just walking and we're like, whoa, and then we keep walking and then start beating feet, get down to 13... and do our thing while they're distracted, while they're trying to figure out what's going on. Sorry.
And where would you suggest doing that? Around which?
Where you're saying the 7 or whatever
7?
It was? 7? Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we go up to there. Get the stuff, come back, and then haul ass back to our,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's try it.
We might ask, Fred if they've got a big empty crate that'd be about the same size as the other crate.
Uh-huh. Just
so we've got a cart with an empty crate, and then whenever they see us again after they've cleared everything out, we've still got a cart with a crate. It's just a different crate.
Yeah.
So. I like this.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
Okay, so, since I was totally listening the entire time. Give me the simplified, like, the final draft of the plan.
So I think the final draft of the plan is probably around 8 p.m. or based off of sunset. We'll just be casually walking down the road in our street clothes
mm-hmm.
that is right next to the dock. Once we get up to where Dock 7 is, approximately, we're going to find some place where I can set off my pyrotechnics
mm-hmm.
So that we can get some smoke going. And once that is set off, then we will just kind of pretend like, oh, wow, what's going on? But continue to walk up toward our
mm-hmm.
Dock 13 while everyone else is running in the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then we load the stuff up into the unmarked crate
mm-hmm.
that is not a shipping crate.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I don't think we should try to put stuff into the crate. I think we should set the empty crate down and pick the full crate up and take that with us.
Set the...
Because we're going to take
an empty
crate.
Put the small crate, the one crate inside the other crate.
Right, that's what I was saying. But yeah. So yeah, take the shipping crate, put it into our unmarked crate, yeah. And then head on back to the, what was it?
Fred's.
Bob and Thread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll say that they gave you the dimensions of the crate.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
So when we pick up the cart, we'll just get another, we'll see if they've got a crate.
Similar size crate, yeah. Just so it doesn't look like we're, Oh, you had an empty crate, empty cart just a minute ago, now you've got this crate. Where'd that come from? I hate the words crate and cart now. So fucking much. So fucking much. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Long rest. I'm ready to go to bed.
So, you all plan your escapade over several ales and a scratching post. And satisfied with your plan, you all take a long rest. Make it through the evening without issue. Go ahead and get back your abilities, restore your hit points. If you spit any hit dice, you get back half your level's worth.
A noise.
Get these back, and this one, and this one.
Nice. Cool.
All right.
Sorry, just writing down the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Are we gonna name the project? Like the
heist?
Yeah. We call it
mission?
Yeah, mission. Think about it.
Whatever you would like.
Oh. I like to name things.
Go for it. I'm kinda dumb.
Mission. Let me just check over this one. So I don't have any stuff to redo. And you said we kept our inspiration over the long rest?
Yeah, for this first one.
Okay, and
hit points?
My hit points, I thought... Oh, I must have just reset them last time, so...
Okay, cool. And then your spells used. Did you use any spells?
Oh, yeah, didn't I? Well, I just reset everything, so... let me double-check if I put anything over here. Yeah. Good word.
Okay. Do you want to prepare your spells for the day?
Yes. So I'm gonna do pyrotechnics and disguise self.
I think you just fill in the bubbles next to the ones you want to prepare.
Okay.
And you can prepare, I think, up to 6.
Okay. Even if they're second level?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you know how many spell slots you get?
Do I know how many spell slots I get? No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ahead. That's right. Go ahead and prepare your spells and we'll tell you.
Okay. I'll probably grab Burning Hands, too. It's not a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean...
You gotta have something offensive ready, just in case.
Yeah. And that's 1, 2, 3.
Your cantrips are always prepared. You don't have to choose between those.
Right.
Next to the numbers there on that sheet, uh-huh. Next to one, that's probably a good spot for your spell slots, because you need to keep track of how many spells of that level you can cast.
Okay.
So for first level, you can cast 4 first level spells a day.
Okay.
And then you can cast 2 second level spells a day. And you can prepare, it looks like, 2 more spells. And don't forget, Comprehend Languages, you can cast as a ritual. You have 10 minutes.
Okay.
Same with Identify.
Okay. I can cast with a ritual?
Yeah, so basically instead of casting it as an action, you can cast it taking 10 minutes.
Okay.
And doing so, you don't have to have it prepared, and you don't have to have... It doesn't use one of your spell slots when you do it.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
You said I can have two more?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do... Shield.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got the magic missile wand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I don't really need another magic missile. Maybe...
So, I mean, if you want, you know, it might be good to be able to cast Identify or Comprehend Languages quickly if you're in, like, a
yeah.
skullduggery situation, so.
Yeah, I don't well need to know. I'm assuming there isn't going to be a ton of magic down there.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
Right? Oh, I haven't come up with a mission yet.
What's something you maybe think of as you're walking around?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to be something like Mission Busted Buttons.
I like it. That's great. Mission Busted Buttons.
That's the whole reason we're here, right?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Mission Busted Buttons. Excellent. It's an episode title if I've ever heard one.
Right? I'm stealing your last symptom. Try.
Alright, so, you wake up. It's the 4th of Grinning. It's midweek. You open the windows to your in-rooms, and you see cloudy skies ahead, but thankfully no rain. Just a light breeze blowing through town.
Oh no, smoke.
Providing a bit of relief from the humid weather.
Okay.
I think we need to go out and just try and get some intel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk with some sailors.
I don't think we want our faces to be too well known, though. Actually,
fair.
Talking to people. I mean, I think just walking up and down, seeing what it looks like during the day. See how busy it actually is. See if any new ships have come in. That might be one.
Yeah.
Because new ships could have come in this morning.
Okay.
I don't like how you're clandestinely rolling dice over there.
Don't mind me.
Yeah, we'll just kind of lay low until evening,
mm-hmm.
and hit it hard.
Okay. So you take a walk out. You get breakfast from the tavern. Head back out into the street, down to the riverway. As you look at the dock, you see Dock 16 still has a ship in it. Dock 15 is now empty.
Okay.
Dock 14 now has a ship in it.
Mm-hmm.
Dock 13 is still empty.
Okay.
Dock 12 is empty. Dock 11 has a ship in it.
You said Dock 12 is still empty?
Mm-hmm.
And Dock 11 has a ship in it.
Yep.
Okay. And then what about Dock 7?
It has a ship as well.
Okay.
And you see sailors unloading it, so you get the idea that just arrived recently.
Okay.
Is it much more busy now than it was last night?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's bustling. You also see people that are queuing up to take rides on ships upriver to Rakkad or downstream to one of the cities further in.
Okay.
What, are there specific, slots that the passenger ships, dock in?
You see some of the ships are clearly passenger ships. They almost look, they have paddle boats.
Mm-hmm.
They have paddles in the back that are magically propelled and don't seem to have a lot of cargo space. You also see some people queued up for some ships that look more like cargo ships. Maybe those are ships that would be going to one of the other countries, either in the Sudra or Eastern or Western Air Stika.
Okay. But we don't know where they... Like, there's no consistent place that they dock.
Doesn't seem to be, but some of them are loading up people now, so you get the idea that they won't be there later.
Okay. And we didn't see any...
And you didn't see anybody queuing up.
At night. Yeah. So there's no passenger ships at night, so that's going to be a little something. Someone sees us as plain dressed people, so should we just wear our sailor outfit tonight?
I think it's weirder that there's fire going off and we as sailors aren't running to it. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't empty of people last night, right?
No.
There were still, like, folk walking, not just sailors?
Most of the folk were walking on the street, not the wharf.
But that's fine. The warehouse is just off the street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah, the back door of the warehouse opens up to the street.
Up to the street, yeah. I think it's more unusual that we wouldn't respond to something going off if we're dressed as sailors.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me.
So no sailor outfits.
I mean, we've got them if we need them.
Quick change.
Well, and you have robes. I mean, you can just put your robes on over the sailor.
That's true. But my robes are tattered. And you can probably see the sailor outfit through the robes, which is a little weird because it's, like, stripy and unlike normal clothes.
That's funny.
My bell bottoms poke out the bottom.
That's hilarious.
So we have some breakfast, and then we just kind of do some recognizance for... Mission Busted Buttons.
Mission Busted Buttons. I like it.
It's good.
It reminds me of that song from Frasier where he sings Buttons and Bows, but he forgets all the words. Have you seen that episode?
No, I've barely seen anything of Frasier at
That's
all.
It's probably just as well.
Yeah.
Alright, so you... Do some recognizance work. You see which ships are in which docks. You see the passenger ships. As you walk up and down the street, you get people who are offering you various meals and things like that. Things on sticks.
Street meat?
Street meat, yep. You see people stopping in the middle of the street and bidding down and petting cats that are wandering around.
Makes sense.
I love cats.
Makes sense.
Okay. Across the river from the docks, you see the Wizard's Tower with the... Which I think eventually has a big water wheel on the side of it that's spinning in the river.
How... So it's right on that harbor street that the Wizard's Tower is?
It's across the river.
It's across the river.
On the other side from where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you'd have to take a boat across the river.
So the city spans both sides of the river?
It does.
Oh, okay. Are there bridges?
There are bridges,
okay.
Yes.
Not anywhere near the docks, though.
No. And as you look, you see the bridges are pedestrian-sized, and yeah, they frequently go up and down for the boats.
Okay. They do, actually. That's cool. Okay. Cool.
The other side of the river seems a little more sparse than this side. There's definitely people that live over there, but most of the hustle and bustle is over here on this side, where people get on and off the docks. You get the idea that the docks are really kind of the main... economic driver of this city, so.
Cool. What kind of activities do we see the sailors doing?
You see sailors that are loading boxes on ships or unloading boxes from ships. You see some that are doing maintenance on the ships. You see some that are sitting around and playing cards and others that are just drinking right there by the ships.
Makes sense.
Cool.
You see some that are just like, the ships are pretty much empty, but you see a couple of sailors that are just sitting around on the deck of the ship, you know, keeping an eye on the ship while they entertain themselves.
Okay. We should ask Fred tonight what the label looks like on the crate, if they know.
Yeah.
So we have a better chance of finding it easily. Mm-hmm. Are any of the warehouse doors open?
Dock 13's warehouse is closed, but you see some of the other warehouses have their doors open as carts are coming in and out of them with goods.
So whenever we walk by one of those, I just want to see how packed it is. Like, it's full to the rafter, like they have machines moving things.
No, it's all people. sadly. Or you see some that have, like, floating discs that are moving stuff on floating discs.
Okay.
But,
that would be a challenge.
You see there are three different warehouses that are open, two of which are kind of sparse. You get the idea that most of them has been cleared out, and one's pretty full.
Okay. And are all the crates, like, uniform size? They're all different sizes?
All different sizes and shapes. And
okay. Okay. Two levels or just one?
Oh, no, they're just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do see crates stacked on top of each other.
Sucks. Hokey dokey.
And any identifying marks on the crates?
Oh, yeah, most of them have some sort of just, you know, shipping manifest, like a label and a manifest. And
okay.
Okay. That's good to know.
Cool.
I'm ready. Do you want to just go hang out at the scratching post for the rest of the day? Do something else?
Yeah, I think that that's probably a good idea. Let's rest up, and I'll kind of check over my spells and make sure I know what I'm doing. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I make it sound like I really know what I'm doing to you, but I don't.
I wouldn't know the difference. It's magic stuff.
I know, right?
Mm.
I'm really good at pretending.
Yeah.
Go back to the scratching post and just kind of hang out, maybe play some cards or...
Oh, roll me a perception check as you're walking along the docks.
Oh. Oh.
Me too? Okay.
Oh.
Lord.
18.
Here we go. Much dramatically less than that.
Down at Dock 3, you see three halflings that you recognize.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Offloading some goods, and you seem to be bartering and wheeling and dealing with some of the people that are standing outside there.
Okay, so they... So maybe we chat with them.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go talk with the halflings. Yeah. What were their names? It was Mark.
Gabe, and Mark.
I remember Mark. yeah, let's circle back and chat with our halfling friends.
Yeah. You roll up on the dock.
Friends.
And one of them, you'd guess Gabe, looks at you two and says, "Oh, hello, friends. What brings you by?"
Oh, we just saw some familiar...
Reconsidering our offer?
No.
Oh.
We saw some friendly faces. We thought we'd stop by and see how you're doing.
Oh, not too bad. He says, we're coming out ahead today for sure.
That's good.
Thanks to you all, especially.
Oh, good.
Nice.
So are you guys heading out today, or are you just...
Oh, no, we'll be here for a few more days, and we're
okay.
Going to head up the river to Ricard.
But this is your boat?
Oh, no, we don't own a ship.
Oh, you just...
No, and we actually won't be going by river to Ricard. We'll be going by road.
Oh.
Okay.
He says it's,
Isn't that more dangerous?
He says it is, but it's cheaper.
Fair enough.
So what are you guys doing here? Like, you just have a shipment coming in?
Well, we just offloaded the goods we were hauling down from Tabar.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then we'll make our way up and down the docks, find things that we think will be good to sell in Ricard, and we'll take it up.
Sounds like a good business.
Yeah.
Is this harbor run pretty well in comparison to other places you've been?
I think it's run all right.
Is it organized well?
It's organized pretty well. It's, you know, it's a pretty bustling harbor. And unlike Ricard, which, you know, takes in ships from the sea, everything's pretty, you know, it's river boats, which are smaller and easier to manage, I think, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty well run.
Cool.
Odd question, why do you ask?
Oh, I was just curious, I haven't been around a lot of harbors before.
Yeah, but didn't you say you're from Valoco?
I mean, I left when I was very young.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just trying to learn more about my heritage. These warehouses are pretty impressive, though, aren't they? A warehouse for every dock?
I mean, they are buildings that store goods, yeah. I suppose they're Impressive. He kind of looks at you.
Trying to get to know his hometown.
Yeah. Yeah, well. I get the idea that he's getting a little too suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. So I kind of switch the small talk to, the couple that they were.
Graham and Moore?
Graham and Moore.
Mm-hmm.
How are they doing? How'd they sleep last night? I know yesterday was,
yesterday
was pretty exciting. Didn't mean for it to get so intense.
Oh, I think they're fine. We had breakfast together this morning, and they went off to run their errands, picking up tchotchkes for their kids and grandkids, and...
That's cute.
What a sweet couple.
Yeah, they're really good people. They're real lucky to have them.
What are you guys doing later tonight?
Oh, well, we'll probably be getting drinks at the Scratching Post.
Okay.
Maybe we'll spice it up and grab dinner somewhere in town.
Ooh. Don't get too fancy or else we can't hang out with you anymore.
He says, yeah, it depends what's, you know, how well Abe and Mark do with negotiations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still figuring out what our next steps are, but we'll probably see you at the Scratching Post later, this afternoon, coming into evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be upstairs on the balcony, he says, it's a great place to mingle.
Yeah, nice. we ate down in the tap room last night. I bet.
Oh,
nice
we must have just missed you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, head back to the Scratching Post.
Yeah. Have a good one.
I'll take it easy, you two.
So, do you think we should invite them tonight? We kind of do need some more hands.
Oh, I definitely don't think so.
Why?
Because they're merchants. They don't want to get chased out of town. What if we get caught? And then they're fucked. They also don't seem to be the criminal type.
Right,
we're definitely about to do crime.
Oh, definitely, but I'm just curious if they can, like, help with the distraction piece?
I think keeping from them the fact that they're the distraction is going to be a bigger... That's an even bigger risk than just making the distraction.
Oh, you don't think they'd be good at, like, kind of lying? And,
no. No.
Okay. Well, it was a good thought. I mean, because at least they were there. I wonder if we can use them as an alibi, though, tonight.
Hmm.
So that people don't suspect us.
We'll
stop by. We'll say hi. We'll make ourselves known. And
Mrs. Doubtfire situation.
Yeah.
Just gonna run to the bathroom real quick.
It was a run by fruiting. Yeah, it was, it doesn't hurt for them to see us tonight. And then be like, oh, man, we don't know anything about that duck. Smoke, fire, what happened?
Yeah.
I also, do they drink a lot? It seems like they might. Maybe we could just catch them in a blurry moment.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it hurts us at all to be seen at the Scratching Post tonight, right before.
How long is it to get to the Scratching Post from the docks?
Oh, just a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the largest of
towns. Yeah. I mean, what would be our excuse for stepping away?
I mean...
Or just say, oh, we're going to turn in early for the night? And then go out the front instead of to our rooms?
I think we do, like, an Irish goodbye and we just kind of peace out so they don't actually know what time we left.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do we want to call that? Because it wouldn't be an Irish goodbye. We call it a
Carthalian goodbye.
A halfling.
Carthalian goodbye.
Yeah, Carthalian goodbye.
I like it.
So we're gonna do a Carthalian goodbye and just peace out. So people don't really remember when we left because it wasn't notable.
Mm-hmm.
But we do make sure that people remember us
being there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, most likely to work as anything else.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, sorry, I'm so tired. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, so you all kind of camp out scratching posts for the rest of the day. Do you just hang out in the tap room? Do you hang out in your rooms? Where you...
I think I'll probably take a little nap in the afternoon, a little cat nap, a little sun bath outside, maybe in one of the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd probably stay up in my room. I'm pretty noticeable, so just keep a low profile. Hard to miss me in a city of cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can fly. It's always something to remember.
Oh, yeah, I can fly. Fuck yeah. I can fly. That is something to remember. Yup.
Tiefling with bat wings.
Very obvious. Tiefling with bat wings. Very noticeable. All
right. So, you hang out in your rooms until the sun starts to set again.
Mm-hmm.
You emerge. What do you all do?
I think we should head to the balcony.
Find the triplets.
Yeah.
The trio.
So you head upstairs to the balcony, and it doesn't take long to find the triplets there. They center a group of people telling stories and laughing and japing with each other.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot.
You come up and one of the balcony corners overlooking the road. Yeah, you see them holding court there with maybe about a half a dozen or so other people.
Okay.
Mark sees you and says, "Oh, hey, there's our friends. Come on over."
I'll stay to the edge of the group and just lean against the wall.
You see three tabaxis, two humans, and what looks to be an Aarakocra.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. Abe gave a marker, like, these are some of our merchant friends. We all, operate the roads together.
Ah. Oh, great. Nice to meet you.
Well, not together, but, we're all operating the roads. Mm-hmm. The Aarakocra says, technically, I'm a ship captain.
Oh. Cool.
Well, I'm Tony, and this... Are you going by Taika, or what are you...
Tika.
Yeah, Taika.
You're going by...
Taika.
Taika.
I guess I did tell them my name was Teal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Teal, because I would know that.
So I'm Tony, and this is Teal, and we're a couple of travelers just seeing the sights. What are you guys drinking tonight?
The Aarakocra says, we are drinking ale from the tavern below.
I'll go get everybody around.
Yeah.
How much would it cost to get everybody around of ale?
There's 9 people up here, so we'll call it a silver piece.
Yeah, I'll buy him a fucking round. That's... Silver's cheap! Yeah, I'll go down and get a round for everybody.
Drinks on Teal!
Woo!
Everyone kind of cheers when you bring up the drinks.
And then I start going, drinks on Teal. Drinks on Teal. And I try and get everybody to start chanting, because...
They all start chanting.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Aarakocra, everyone else kind of keeps talking with Abe Gibbon Mark. The Aarakocra seems to have taken an interest in you. He says, my name is Van. It's a pleasure to meet the two of you, and you're quite generous, in fact.
Yeah. Well, we made a little money.
Abe and Gabe and Mark were telling us the story of your unfortunate encounter yesterday. He says, quite the shame that blood had to be shed, but... I do feel like the world is a better place without those that would try to rob the unfortunate.
Yeah, we feel the same. I mean, there's nothing worse than people taking money from others that's not theirs.
I agree. He says, so, are you caravan guards then, or just travelers?
Nah, just travelers.
But we can be caravan guards for a price, if you know of any caravans needing some guarding.
Well, my ship is always looking for those who are good with a blade and perhaps strong in arms to pull ropes.
How long are you going to be in port for?
Be in port for a few more days.
Okay.
And then I'm heading up to Rakad afterwards.
And then what's his name?
Van?
My name is Van. With 2 N's.
Oh.
Of course, that'd be 2 N's. Get out.
Aarakocra.
Ship captain.
Mm-hmm.
And heading to... where are you heading?
Rakad. The city of ships.
What's the name of your ship? How did you not have this ready? You started this story.
I did. I have no one to blame but myself.
You started it!
He says, my ship is named the Windrunner.
Oh, cool. I like that. Windrunner. Okay, cool. That's good to know. What dock are you on?
He says, I am down on dock 4.
Okay, good to know. Don't know that I'm super excited about being on the sea.
I do not navigate the sea. I just go up and down the river between here and Rakan.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, I've never left Tabar before, so it's my first.
You are from Tabar?
Yes. Mm. Do I feel like that's a problem?
He says, I've been there a few times. He says, I lost a lot of money. I do not think Tabar is the city for me.
You know, it's for some people, and it's not for some people, to be fair.
I mean, I did have a good time, but it was very expensive.
That's what Tabar is known for. Good time, lose all your money.
He says, it is a... He says, the life of a merchant ship captain is quiet, generally, but it is fulfilling. I make a comfortable living, and have been able to afford to go to Tabar twice in my life. But do not make enough money that I wish to go to Tabar again.
Fair enough.
What time is it?
Hilarious.
It's going to be like 8 o'clock.
Okay. Should we do one more thing before we...
Yeah. How long has it been since we started?
This, talking to these people?
Yeah.
Like an hour.
Okay. Oh, I'm ready for another drink. I'm going to go down, and I'll be right back, and bring up 9 more drinks.
He hands you a gold piece and says, next round is on me.
Oh, shit, that's a lot. Do I get the idea that he knows how much drinks for 9 people would cost?
Probably.
Okay.
You also get the idea that he may be trying to show off a little, and also maybe there's a little drunk.
Okay.
All those three things in balance.
All three. So I will go...
maybe he's just nice.
Yeah. You said it was 1 silver to get everybody drinks, mm-hmm. right? So I'll go get everybody drinks and see what he says about his change whenever I come back with 9 drinks.
You come back up with the drinks, everyone cheers again. Van just says, thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
I gave that money. I made money off that one. Cool.
He says, there is nothing like a cool breeze and a good ale.
Yeah.
You said it, buddy.
Whew, filling me up. I'll be right back. And I will just give a slight nod and make my way to the bathroom and then wait outside in the shadows.
And then I'll make some sort of not an announcement, but just be like, hey, has anybody seen Teal? I'm going to go see if I can find them.
I believe that Teal had to relieve herself some time ago.
Van!
She's been gone for a while.
I wonder if she had the lunch special here. She has been gone a while.
I'll go check on her. And then I head out.
Okay. Deuces!
As you leave, Van turns back to the other people, and you hear his deep voice amongst the others, just making small talk with the other merchants.
Nice. Carthalian goodbye.
So, you successfully pull a Carthalian goodbye.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so we head over to the Bobbin Thread mm-hmm. to get the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it's no problem. You go down to the River Street, go to the back of the shop, you see the cart there.
And there's a crate as well.
Did you request a crate?
Not originally, but I was going to ask for one.
Sure, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. No, we'll say that you did it during the day. It's fine. There's a crate there.
Okay. Okay.
It's a cart, though. It's basically a cart big enough for that crate, uh-huh. But it's got like handles. It's just the two of you just pull it together.
Okay.
You can pull it on your own. You're strong enough, but
yeah. And I'll make sure that my armor is covered fully by my cloak.
Roll me a... What is disguise? Is it performance?
I mean, there's stealth, but that's not really the same thing.
Do you have proficiency with the disguise kit?
No.
Mm-mm. Right. Just roll me an intelligence check.
Okay.
Both of us?
Ah! First! I rolled a 16, so that's 15.
Well, she's trying to hide her armor.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
15.
you take a look in the mirror and you can't see it.
Okay. Cool. Cool. So Doc 7, you'll set off a pyrotechnics at the warehouse?
Yeah, so you're gonna, we'll kind of separate. So where do we come in? Because we don't start down at the bottom, right? There's like a street that comes over, maybe?
So the street runs parallel to it. So
right.
The street runs along all those different warehouses.
Right.
So
but
we could come in down and
do we
out.
Have to come in down here? Or up here? Or is there a street that comes in?
You are coming in from 16 at the top.
From 16.
Oh, shit. Can we go down and around and go back up?
Yeah, of course.
Because we want to be going the direction that we're trying to get away from, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the other thing is we could come down.
So you could take some of the back streets down and then come back out and then back up or along the...
I see what you're saying, though. We come down, I get started, and then you go make the distraction and come back up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That work?
There's a lot of... Okay.
And that way we don't have to pull the cart with the... Because I guess, would I be hanging out here while you're finishing?
No, I'm thinking we walk up at 7, you set it, and then we're just, oh, we're still walking, and we just keep walking up. Because I don't think...
Yeah, let's stick with our original plan.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be able to find that card on my own.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
So yeah, we'll go around and start at the bottom.
Okay.
Okay,
so you go down to the bottom. Let me just check a few things real quick.
Yeah, I mean, somewhere between, you know, like 3 and 5 or whatever.
As you come along, as you come up, you do not see any guard patrols along the docks.
Okay.
Any at all?
So from your reconnaissance yesterday, you get the idea that there's generally about 3 groups at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so wherever they are, they're just not down here at these lower numbers.
Oh, okay.
As we go by slip 4, do we see the Windrunner, the ship?
Roll me a perception check.
Oh, yeah. Can I roll 2? Perception. Ooh,
17.
14? Yeah, you both see it. You see a ship in Dock 4. It's hard to make out the name in the night, but you squint, and with your perception checks, you're able to see it as the Windrunner.
Cool.
I just want to keep a mental note in case we need somewhere to hide that's a little closer.
Mm.
And that's some... It's better than a stranger ship.
Mm.
Okay, we'll keep moving toward Dock 7, which is our detonation zone.
Okay.
I wrote it.
It's I like it.
Right.
I thought you were going to say destination.
So mission busted buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Mission busted right. buttons is
so
underway.
I assume you're going to try to be stealthy when you cast pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And does pyrotechnics, I'm sure it counts as verbal and somatic components? Or
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to roll me a stealth check.
Okay.
To try to cast a spell without drawing too much attention to yourself.
Can I, like, cough really hard?
A spell you have to, like, say in a loud voice
okay.
when you cast it, so a cough won't do it.
Okay. Ooh.
16.
I'd say you're able to time it so that there's, like, a loud, rumbly cart coming down the street at the same time.
Nice.
And so you don't seem to draw many eyes.
Uh-huh.
And so describe to me how the pyrotechnics look like.
So, it starts off, as a 5-foot cube of flame,
mm-hmm.
and I think I'll call attention to it and be like, oh my god, fire!
So do you do it to one of the lanterns, or?
Because
you have to use an existing source of fire, right? Is that how that works?
Choose an area of flame that you can see and that can fit within a 5-foot cube within range.
So is there a torch on the front of the...
There's lanterns
the
all along the docks.
But, like, on the warehouse that we're looking at, is there a torch, like, in a bracket?
Not an open flame, because that'd be dangerous. Uh-huh. But there are definitely, like, lanterns hanging from it.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not too fussy about where it goes. Mm-hmm. I guess it might make sense to put it near a torch, because mm-hmm. then we could be like, oh, no, a spark from the torch fell down.
It has to be an existing flame, is what it is.
Oh.
That's what it says, right? Choose an existing flame?
No, choose an area of flame that you can see.
Flame.
So that's what it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll just choose one of the torches that's close by. And is least visible. Mm-hmm.
And since it's a 60-foot range, I imagine that we're on the furthest side of the road.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Calling attention to it.
So we'll get the fire going
mm-hmm.
first, and then as soon as people are trying to pay, like, starting to pay attention, then the black smoke starts to spread out, and it's a 20-foot radius around that mm-hmm. area.
And I think it's completely reasonable for two civilians, we're normal people, to be like, oh my god, we're running!
Ah!
Alright, so, so is there any sort of effect, like, so that's what happens, that's what you're gonna do, but is there any sort of effect when you cast a spell, any sort of way that you jazz it up with your own sort of unique style, or... like, what's it look like when you, Tony, cast pyrotechnics?
Yeah, I think I definitely am, like, one of those flair bartenders.
I like to
shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I kind of, like, cast it under my leg or something.
Yes!
I'll do, like, the cat thing where I stick my leg straight up in the air and then
mm-hmm.
cast it under my leg.
Nice.
Flair. Spell cast.
Right, so you do that, but subtly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, my leg needs to be
And then I want you to
cleaned.
Both make me, with advantage, your choice, deception or performance.
Mm. Deception for me, I think. Yeah, I got +3 on this shit.
With advantage.
Okay, thanks. That bitch can get fucked. God damn, that's cocked.
That's cocked.
Okay.
Oh, I'm gonna use my
20! Dirty 20!
Coin?
Oh, you had advantage.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you don't
oh,
need to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
So, this is 13.
That's not bad.
I mean, that's probably good enough to get past most people's passive insight.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you point and yell fire?
Yeah. We both do.
Oh, fire!
Oh my god!
Fire!
Somebody put it out!
As you yell that, you hear, like, a clatter go up from down the docks, and you hear somebody yell, fire, fire! And you hear a bell start to ring, like a loud bell. And as you guys are walking down the dock, you see, looks like a dozen or so guards and sailors running your way.
And as we're running in the
And the lantern light from the docks illuminates this black smoke that is now billowing out of the area of pyrotechnics.
Yes. As we're heading toward up, I just want to scream at everybody that's running that direction. I'm like, there's a fire! Just to
push home the point.
Yeah.
Alright.
Hurry! It's bad!
I love it.
Alright, so, you see just people running, you hear the bells ringing. Somewhere from within the city, you hear the sound of a siren.
Oh my god!
That kind of sounds like a cat going.
They're just cranking a cat.
This is about to get a lot more crowded than I really anticipated.
And then you hear the bells also within the city.
Holy shit! Oh, we've made such a ruckus.
I mean, fire That's at the good. Docks is a serious.
Yeah. So I think we should go down and not. We don't want to try and go in the big doors. We should go in the doors like.
Yeah,
opposite.
Like go past it
yeah.
and then go in the side door.
In the side door, yeah.
All right. So as you get closer to Dock 13, people have stopped running past you. You get the idea that everybody that's down this way has gotten past you,
mm-hmm.
And you are able to really stealth with advantage to slip in.
I automatically have disadvantage. So is that just a straight roll?
Just a straight roll.
19. No, actually. Even though I have a disadvantage, I'm +3.
Which is 20.
Natural 20.
Nice.
So I'm at a 21.
So even with your cart, you all just slip into this alleyway between...
22.
Like a lubed up dick.
between Doc, between Doc 13 and 14, right?
Yeah.
All
right. And so you're in the small door on the side of the warehouse.
Does it have a lock on the outside?
It does.
It does. Can I attempt to pick it really quickly?
Yeah. Roll me a thieves tool check.
Is that just?
I think it's dexterity plus proficiency for you.
13, so plus 1, plus proficiency, mm-hmm. so 16.
Yeah, the lock opens.
Awesome. Go inside and start looking around for this cart, for this crate.
All right, you both have dark vision, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, 60 feet.
Right. So which is good, because it means you don't have to have a light on.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Roll me, I'm going to have you both roll me in perception, just to see if you can find the cart.
Oh! I knew I'd need help on this part. Perception, 5.
What is that? That's a 9, right? 13.
Good.
Mm. Okay. You get in the warehouse. Oh, I should describe what you see inside the warehouse. You see it is stacked about halfway full of just this maze of winding...
Good lord.
Of winding crates. You begin searching through them. Tony is able to kind of climb the crates without having to, you know, roll checks or anything
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after about a minute and a half, Tony, you see the box that you're looking for.
Yay!
It's Mishima on it, and it has a... Bobbin threads.
Okay.
How high up is it?
It's stacked on like the third level. So great.
Oh, okay.
So it's about 10 feet up.
Ten feet up? Oh, that's not terrible, right?
No.
I mean, I'm 6 feet tall, so you could probably just scooch it down and I can catch it, probably. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's the third one.
Are you
trying
to be stealthy
one?
When you do this?
Yes.
Okay, roll me to the stealth check.
Me too, or just her?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Do I get disadvantage on this, too?
It'll just... Because
it's not regarding my mail.
I'd say you have advantage because you have no torch, so...
Did you get another 20?
Yeah.
Ha! Ha!
Yeah.
Son of a
21.
Bitch.
It'll just be a flat roll.
Okay, so that's a 13.
Yeah.
That's like the third 20 you've rolled tonight!
So, you're able to, somehow, very quietly... push this crate, which is pretty heavy for you, to the side, to the edge, and then down to Taika, who catches it with barely a sound. Just
nice.
Kind of clicks a little bit off the side of the wall. And it clicks to the side of the wall, you hear somebody say, "Did you hear that?"
Where'd it come from?
Somewhere else in this warehouse.
Shit.
And as you freeze, you hear another voice say, "You're imagining things. No one's in here. Where the fuck is it? Keep looking."
Okay. Is Thieves' Cant only a written language?
It's a visual language.
It's a visual language. And I technically don't know Thieves' Cant, but would I have an experience of saying something to other people who are also in criminal enterprise at the same time? Just kind of like, don't start none, won't be none? Just like, mind your own business type of thing?
Let me think about that for a second.
Because I do
disguise myself as the duck.
Yeah, let's see if we can. Because they're also sounds like criming.
Well,
to
that's
me.
What I mean is they'd be scared of it.
Yeah.
That would scare them right off.
Because they're also stealing things.
Right.
So I'm also curious, but that's not as important as getting what we came for.
Well, I mean, it depends on what they're stealing, I guess.
I'm honestly surprised that the criminal spy background doesn't come with Thieves' Cant.
I know, I was surprised too that it doesn't come with that.
I'm going to say house rule that it does.
Okay, I will add that. Because I thought it should too.
Yeah, it seems very odd that it doesn't.
Okay.
And you hear just some very light, very stealthy rustling around.
Okay, well maybe we just keep going. Like, we just hope we don't run into them. Because if we don't have to make a distraction, let's just mm-hmm. mosey on out, because it sounds like they came in a different place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll just...
You start to... You climb down, you start to carry the thing, you have some... here it is. Sarah, set the fire. Let's go.
Oh, shit, we gotta go, too.
Go.
Two fires, one night. Okay. Yep. Are we close enough to get out before they start the fire?
All right, so you're going to go out the way you came in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you get out before you see a fire being set.
Okay.
Okay, let's head back to the bobbin thread.
Let's do it.
Roll me a... Are you going to go back out the... So are you just going to go back out the same way you came, like just in the, straight to the street and then out?
I think let's check and...
Take a peek out, because we don't want to go back down the docks, for sure. But peek out and see, like, our guards. Are there a lot of people? Are they done with being alarmed about that one?
You don't see anybody outside. You still hear a commotion and bells and things like that.
How ballsy would it be for us, though, to go back by the fire and be like, oh my god, is everyone okay?
Tyka just, nope, that's not the, nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I mean, it's a good idea.
That's
maybe
not the
for
way
another
to do
day.
Crime.
Another day.
No.
We got our shit, let's make our exit.
Right, so you open the door and look out. You don't see anything. Who's first, who's second?
I think I'll go first.
Yeah.
Since I don't think I can pull the cart.
I have to,
own.
Yeah. I have to be doing the cart, yeah.
So you outside, your cart's still there.
Uh-huh. Best be.
You get the crate into it. And as you set the crate down, you hear a voice behind you say, well, 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 what do we have here?
Turn around.
Standing in the door you just came from, you see a tabaxi with kind of gray fur and black stripes. They seem a little... Roll me an insight check.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Hopefully you too. Insight?
Mm-hmm.
3.
11.
He just says, well, 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 what do we have here? Two hummingbirds in the night.
What the fuck did you just say?
Two hummingbirds in the night.
You're a weirdo. We caused the distraction that is also hiding your activities, so why don't we all be criminals together and shut the fuck up? Bye.
He says, I have a problem with that.
Hmm.
Seeing the face.
Oh my god. A gray tabaxi. He's a gray tabaxi, too. Bye.
Roll initiative.
Fuck me! Come on! God damn it! 10.
And am I doing an issue too?
Yeah, assuming you want to defend yourself.
Yeah, right?
These are much more serious criminals than we are.
I know. I thought I should dress like I should appear as the dock manager, but
yeah.
I said no.
I know. I mean, he would have been more quick to fucking kill you, I think. Than...
All right, what'd you get?
10. Because I have a +1 now. Yeah, 10.
9.
It's rough. It's a rough draw. It's alright, we got this. They just started a fire. There's a limited time on this.
How many are there?
Just
one
so
that
far.
You can see.
Shit.
At least 2, because he had to have been talking to somebody. And they got a 15. Great. Great. Oh, excuse me. Which one shall be my... I'm not going to use a d6 for anything, right? No. D8s and d10s. So, this gentleman will represent me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Do you want to... You've got a small amount of dice. Oh, I guess it should just be d10 right now. Do you want one over here, since I have so fucking many?
Sure.
Which one do you want?
Do you have a gray one?
A gray one. No, brass is the close. I got this one.
How about
no?
That? Yeah. Grayish sparkles.
Mm-hmm. Come on, dice. Stop being a bitch. That was a 1. Get rid of that now. Another 1.
Alright, so he's going to...
Oh, that was a natural 20. Wasted that.
Okay. As a bonus action, he concentrates, and this black blade made of shadow appears in his hands.
Okay.
And then...
Bring it, motherfucker.
He is going to step forward and try to stab you with it.
Good, I love it. Is he just moving into my range, or was he already in my range?
He just moved into your range.
Fantastic. Brace.
Okay.
So when a creature moves into my range, make an attack. Oh, add a super die to the attack, or to the damage. Damn it!
And we're still in the warehouse? Or
you're, no, you're in the alley outside the warehouse. You got the cart in front of you.
I know.
Okay.
Fucking shitty place. Brace. You can use your weapon, make one attack using that weapon. If attack hits, add it to the damage. Okay. Oh, that's 19 plus lot.
That'll hit.
Yeah, okay. So then 2d10s. No, 2d...
8.
Ooh, can I choose to use my...
Your sword two-handed?
Two-handed?
Yeah. So yeah.
2d10s. No, a d10. Okay, sorry. Still very new at this.
Yep.
This and this. Okay. 10. 10 plus 4, so 14. 14 points of damage. Nice. Nice. Alright. Still want to fuck with me?
He seems a bit surprised that you're able to hit him so quick. but he is not going to let it dissuade him. So he attacks you with this blade. So, 18?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 16.
Okay. So he deals you 5 points of psychic damage.
Ooh, that's psychic! That's... I don't like that. Okie doke. Ready.
And then...
I just want my super die.
That's his turn.
Okay. Me?
Yeah.
Fantastic. First attack. Ooh, 20, nope, 22
to hit.
So that's d8. Alright, that's fuck. It's five right. Points of damage.
Are you using your weapon two-handed or one-handed?
I just one-handed. Okay. I didn't claim it, so I just did.
Okay, so 5 of damage.
And then second attack with my rapier. Fuck! 12.
That misses.
Okay, yeah, I figured as much.
Anything else?
I think that's it, right?
You have an action surge available if you want to use it?
Oh, yeah. That guy was definitely talking to somebody, but this guy definitely gives me boss vibes, right?
Sure.
No? I mean, does he seem like...
I mean, he's talking in a low voice. He's got a... sword made of psychic energy.
I mean, people who report to someone else don't say, I'm going to kill you because you saw my face. Right?
Truly, usually not. Truly.
Yeah, that's what... Okay. I am going to go ahead and use my action surge then. and that means I get just one more attack or an attack and a bonus.
You get just one more attack.
Just one more attack? All right, I'm going to use my longsword two-handed. Oh, yeah, 22 again.
Okay.
Nice. And so that's... that's a d10. Yeah. 8 plus 4, so 20... 12?
All right, he's bloodied.
Nice. Still time to back out on this friend.
Tony.
So, can I do one unarmed attack and a spell? Is that...
No.
A spell...
Or I can move and do a spell.
You can move and do a spell. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of your spells can be cast as bonus actions. So they all take. So basically your standard action can be used to cast a spell or attack. Or...
And then the other one would be to move.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. but you said he's bloodied, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how far away is he from me?
We'll see, 30 feet.
30 feet?
No, 10 feet. No more than 10 feet.
Okay.
The alley is 10 feet wide, so.
I think, can I, can I cast Burning Hands?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Now just remember that we'll set anything that's flammable on fire.
Oh yeah, it'll set the warehouse on fire.
Well, the warehouse is already on fire.
Possibly.
Right?
So I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just letting you know the consequences of your actions.
Well, the only thing that's in front of me is the warehouse and him, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. So, what is it?
Should be a d20 to hit.
Oh, no, he just rolls a dex save.
Oh, never mind, my bad.
And then okay. It's, I believe, 3d6, is that right? Check the...
Mm-hmm. Yep, 3d6.
Dex save 3.
Nice.
And so I just roll.
Mm-hmm.
I only...
Yeah, right
I
there.
I don't know why...
Right there.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't... there should be a white one. I don't see it.
It's invisible.
7 plus 5.
12?
Yeah.
12?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
He
falls over.
Oh, shit. We murdered that guy.
He was at 12 exactly.
Nice.
Is the warehouse on fire?
Yes, outside, which is made of wood.
Mm.
Well, it's damp wood, so I'm going to give it a save.
Okay.
It succeeds at its save, so it's not on fire.
Yeah.
But you smell the start of smoke from inside.
Can I rifle through his pockets really quick?
Of course you can.
Do I roll for it?
Are you doing? You're trying to do it quickly?
How I look out. How busy is the street?
I mean, so far, your distraction has been very distracting.
Fantastic. I'm gonna take a minute to look through his.
Okay.
Look through his pockets.
A full minute?
No, it wouldn't take me a minute. I just deeply go through everyone.
Roll me a sleight of hand check with advantage. I'm gonna say.
Sleight of hand. Advantage?
No, tell me how. That's just gonna tell us how long it takes you to do equipment throws.
Ooh, 15.
Okay. So I'd say it takes just 2 rounds.
Okay. So 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you find a bag of holding.
Ooh, okay. That was way better than I expected.
And a coin pouch.
Okay.
Those are the only 2 things he has on him.
Okay. Is there anyone else in...
And obviously, like, clothing.
Sure. Yeah. Is there anyone else in the warehouse? Do I hear any noises from inside?
Roll me a perception check.
Perception. No, I do not hear shit.
Tony, you can also roll a perception check.
I mean, I got a 6.
What is that? Oh, 9?
Alright, no, you don't hear anything.
Okay. Let's beat feet. Get out of here.
Alright, so as you guys start to pull your cart away, another head pops out of the door and, like, picks up the guy. Because you couldn't hear him. He was moving stealthily in the warehouse, but he was there. And you hear him say... He says, Cloud Fang, wake up.
Cloud Fang.
Tony, you remember your brother. Gray with black stripes.
No!
Named Cloud Fang. Always a little smaller than you. Always a little more rambunctious.
Oh my god!
What do you do? The guy seems to be...
Is the other guy a tabaxi as well?
The other guy looks to be a human.
Oh.
But he is like, he's looking at Cloud Fang. He's looking up at you guys, but he doesn't seem to be making chase. He seems to be like fumbling in his pockets or something.
I mean, I think we should still get out of here.
Okay.
I can always check on this.
I don't know what's going on in your head.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't know.
This is all Caitlin.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. You'd be pulling the cart.
I'm going.
Yeah, you see me, like, stop for a second, and then I'm like, come on, let's go. All
right.
Holy shit, you motherfucker.
You all...
Wow.
You all abscond from the area with your cart, as you guys get closer to as you guys get towards the street that goes up towards the bar, you hear somebody yell, "Another fire, Dock 13!"
Shit.
Then you hear more bells and.
Only one of those was our fault, and one that we did was not even an actual fire.
Exactly.
We're good. We're good.
I think we're fine.
Whoo! What the fuck? Okay, I don't... Taika has no idea.
So, are you heading back to the Scratching Post, or are you heading back to Bob and Fred's Bob and Threads?
Bob and Threads, because we can't carry a cart around with us. That's going
to
be...
So you cross the street, you head up to the back street, so you get to the back door of Bob and Fred. Mm-hmm. Bob and Fred's.
We ring the bell.
Alright, so there is just a little rope that says pull.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear just as you pull it, you hear like some gears inside turning, just the sounds of bells chiming inside the establishment. And you hear loud footsteps clunking down the stairs. And Fred opens up the door and says, "Oh, hello.
We have a delivery for you."
You didn't actually set the warehouses on fire, did you?
No, that wasn't us.
That definitely wasn't us.
Okay, because that would not be...
Just
No.
Just so you know, Warehouse 13 is on fire. We killed somebody else stealing something at the same time, too.
So nobody's actually going to know...
Roll me a persuasion check.
Persuasion? I'm not lying!
I know, that's why it's persuasion, not deception.
15 persuasion, so 16.
Okay. Fred's like, "Oh, what are the odds?"
I know, right?
Well, thank you so much. She goes over and just with her meaty paw rips open the crate. And looks in there and opens that crate up.
Uh-huh.
And then you just see all this luxurious silks in there and stuff like that. Oh, yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
You have made my day, new friends.
Nice.
Step on into the shop real quick. And she effortlessly, with one arm, picks up the crate out of the cart. and takes it inside and just kind of gestures for you to follow her.
Okay.
Is it safe? Like, do we think she's...
Roll me an insight check.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm...
Yeah, inside.
I don't know why, but, like, after seeing my brother, I'm a little...
Yeah.
I'm a little a taken back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Completely understandable.
21.
Nice.
Yeah, she seems to be happy to have the silk. She doesn't seem to be meaning any harm.
Just checking, I mean...
You get the idea that one of her bonds is she loves fabric.
Yeah, right?
And her name's Fred, right?
Fred, yep. So she takes you in, and she hands you each a package wrapped in a delicate paper, and says, your capelet and some fresh new robes for you.
Thank you.
And as promised, she produces two coin sacks in a finely... the coin sacks are done up in a fine velvet on the outside, and you reach your hand in, and there's a nice silk on the inside.
Nice.
She says, "Made these myself." And hands them to
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
50 gold in each of them. And they can be whatever color you want, player-wise.
Okay.
And she says, "Well, you've done good work. And the best kind of work, under-the-table work. Saved me a fair bit of change. And I'm sure old Dockmaster, whatever his name was, I'm sure old Syrian Anvil Stinger.
That's the one.
She says, "I'm sure it'll be... red in the face when he finds that box missing."
I don't think he's going to find any boxes missing.
Oh, just right, the fire.
FYI.
Well, you know, I'm doubly glad then that you guys got my silks out of there.
Yeah.
It would have been a damn shame for those silks to be burned up.
He's going to have no idea what at all was missing.
Hmm. Well, tell you what, anytime you all need some new clothing, come on in. 10% discount.
Cool.
Nice.
Thanks. That's great.
Do we have enough time to head back to the Scratching Post and maybe make another appearance so people remember us being around?
Oh, yeah? It hasn't been that long, has it?
Yeah, it's been maybe like a half hour.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's run back to the Scratching Post.
Fuck yeah. Put on a little bit more of a performance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you head back up to the balcony where you see everybody's crowded at one end of the balcony looking over as these. You actually see the orange flame shooting out.
Oh, wait. Do we smell like smoke?
No, because you got out before it.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's... I think I'm going to kind of scooch in next to somebody and be like, "Whoa! That's amazing!"
Van says, "Yes, you missed all the commotion."
Oh no, we were just outside, and we came up here to get a better view.
I'm going to act like my stomach hurts.
Are you okay, Teal?
I didn't. Something. Mm-mm.
Yeah, breakfast and dinner are good here. The lunch special, though, it's leftovers. It's not...
Yeah. Yep.
So your best bet's just buying something off the street. He says, well, he looks at his mug and says, mug's empty. Another round for everybody. He goes down to get
drinks. Yeah, I was like, who do you expect to get drinks? I'm sick.
And he goes down. He comes back up with a round for everybody. But everyone's a little less, more somber now. They're just kind of looking at the flames.
Watching still, things burn.
Still yeah. drinking. And Abe giving a mark like, well, this has been a heck of a night for us. We're gonna turn in.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Help me to my room. I'm going to put my arm on your shoulder.
Roll me a performance check to see if you're overselling this.
Oh, no, I am overselling it. That's 8.
Everyone's pretty drunk. No one seems to say anything.
I just want to make sure that you go to my room with me, because I have loot. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so, I got to get her to bed. She's not doing so well.
So you head back to her room.
Yep.
What's in my new bag of holding?
We split up the loot like Halloween candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. All right.
So you have a coin purse.
Yes.
Inside this coin purse, you find 1,000 gold pieces.
Woo!
All in platinum, so it's 100 platinum.
Woo! Okay, 50 platinum each.
Mm-hmm. A very specific amount.
It was a payment, isn't it? Oh, boy. Well, you know what? He is, he's not going to need it anyway. I still don't know what's going on.
And then you turn the bag of holding inside out?
Yeah.
Only one thing is in the bag.
Okay.
Out falls a crate. A small crate.
Okay.
About 1 foot by 2 foot by 1 foot. So, just a cube that is twice as tall as a cube. Like two cubes stacked on top of each other.
It wasn't a bag of holding, so I'm going to go.
You hear something rattling around inside of there.
Okay. Well, I can probably open it, can I? Or do I? I have a crowbar.
Do we think it's magic? Because that tabaxi seemed...
Oh, sorry. And then another thing falls out.
Okay.
I forgot to mention. A spell book.
Ooh! Yeah.
We should just open that before doing that.
I can't even spell. I'm so excited.
Do you pick up the spell book?
Yeah.
Can I check for traps? I don't have to be proficient,
right? Yeah, roll me a perception check.
Perception?
Mm-hmm.
14.
You see hidden, barely visible, there are some arcane markings.
Ooh.
That have been very subtly carved into the nooks and crannies of this crate.
Oh, so it is trapped.
I was so excited when you're about to just open it. But no, you have to be the cautious player.
Well, she's cautious. I was like, I'm just gonna rip it open.
Tony, you open up the spell book.
Uh-huh.
And you find a bunch of spells.
Nice.
I'll read them off, and you don't have to write them down. I'll give them to you.
Okay.
Booming Blade.
That's a good one.
Oh, actually, I don't think you can copy. Well, they're in there, but you can't copy them. There's some cantrips. Detect Magic. Mm-hmm. Disguise Self.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Feather Fall. Mm-hmm. Identify Magic Missile Shield. Unseen Servant.
Ooh.
Hold Person.
That's a good one.
Knock, which lets you open up any lock. Mind Spike.
Oh, fun.
Shadow Blade,
mm-hmm.
which is the spell used. And then some spells that you won't be able to use yet. Counterspell, Enemies Abound, and Fly.
Okay. Shit, Fly's a fifth level spell, isn't it?
It's a third level spell.
Third? Okay, I'm sorry. I was like, that's not... How do we kill that guy so quick? Right. This is exciting. The crate definitely is trapped. Because, like... So,
she points out the arcane markings and you see. Clearly, arcane trap.
Was Dispel Magic one of the ones?
No.
Oh. How do you undo an arcane trap?
You have to try to scratch out the runes, yeah, and hope that you don't fuck it up.
Can I try? Tycho would definitely try.
Yeah, roll me a Thieves' Tools check.
Oh, yeah, that's natural 19. Thieves' Tools is dex and...
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Proficiency if you have it. You have proficiency with these tools.
So. Okay, so 21.
Alright.
22? 19 plus 3.
Yeah,
22,
got it.
Yeah.
You managed to scratch out one of them.
Careful.
Tyka looks up at you with like a huge grin. Little fangs.
And even though you're rolling to nearly the best of your ability, your hands turn blue.
Oh, shit!
Ooh.
But she's already teal. Right?
It's like a... It's
a dye pack.
It's a separate shade of blue. Yeah.
Okay. But it's not as like noticeable as if her skin...
True,
is
yeah, it is true.
So, is it untrapped now?
You think so?
Maybe you should take a step back. I'm going to step away from her, and I'm going to open it anyway.
Okay.
Tyka's definitely going to do that. And I'm going to hope for the best.
All right, so you open it up.
Uh-huh.
You crack open the lid, and nothing else happens.
Okay. God. What's inside the crate?
There's a bunch of stuffing in there.
Okay.
And as you reach out and pull out, you pull out a large red gem.
Oh.
And as you pull it, you just feel it thrumming with magic.
Huh. Oh, can you identify things? You're magical.
I can, but I didn't,
Oh, that's one you can do as a ritual.
Okay.
So if you take 10 minutes to just sit down and concentrate on it, right?
Can I do identify?
Yes.
Yeah, so you take 10 minutes, fill out your pearl, hold it in your hand, concentrate, and you identify the spell, the magic item. This is a soul gem.
I just watched that fucking episode. What?
Oh, is that a critical role one?
Yeah, where they're in the happy fun ball and the guy's stuck in a ruby.
Forgot about that. It must have been in the back of my brain, I guess. and based on what you can tell with the magic in it, there is a soul in here of something.
Oh. Shit. Do you know what to do with that sort of thing?
Roll me an arcana check. Presumably with the soul of something, I mean, there's really only two things that your scientific mind can think of doing with it. Either imprisoning it, or I guess maybe three. You can either imprison it, use it to resurrect somebody, or use it to put the soul into some other object, like an automaton or a golem.
Okay. And so we don't know whose soul it is.
You do not know whose soul it is.
I think we should probably hold on to it for right now.
I mean, it's probably not breakable, right?
Well, I mean, it was in all of that packing. So probably should put it back into the...
very carefully
packed. The bag of holding. All nice and...
Well, if it's in a bag of holding, you can't break anything in a bag of holding. It's in a pocket.
Fair.
But nonetheless, getting it packed back in. Am I leaving blue fingerprints everywhere, or is this permanent?
You don't know if it's permanent or not. But you're definitely not leaving blue poop.
This is the thing...
I think it looks pretty.
Is this a trap that I'm aware of that is common?
Roll me an arcana check.
Okay. Arcana. Natural 20.
It is not one that you're familiar with, no.
Okay, so it's unlikely that people are going to see my hands and go, "You are a thief."
You got a 22 on your check. Like, so the DC probably, like the disarm, this is 25. This is expensive magic.
Okay, yeah. So, just probably, even though I rolled a natural 20, it's actually a 19, because I have negative 1 on Arcana. But this is not something that, like, anyone but high-level magic users are going to realize. Your hands are showing that they're you tripped a magical trap.
It might even be bespoke for this.
Okay.
It might not even be meaningful, except for people that are looking for this object.
This particular, well, that's less. That's actually more of a problem, if you put it that way.
Oh, are you sharing your platinum with me?
Oh, yeah, you get 50 platinum. Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Just double-checking. I didn't want to assume.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because you could
keep it if you want. Yeah, and be like, I'm the one that looked at it. I found it. Loser's keepers.
That is not fun. That type of dynamic, I think, would be more fun in a bigger group where there's more interaction going on. But, like, there's two of us. That's not fun.
That's a very specific, like, almost always that's a feel-bad dynamic.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just making some
I'm just really curious about who my brother was carrying around with him in the soul.
Do you say that out loud?
No.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
No, I'll bring that up in a little bit. But,
okay, fair enough.
That's
fucking crazy, a soul gem. Have I ever even heard of a soul gem?
No.
So you're telling me there's a soul inside of this?
Yeah. It's pretty creepy, huh?
It's weird!
Yeah.
No offense, magic users are fucking weird, man!
It's a pretty fucking weird thing to do. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Project Busted Buttons a success? Mission Project Busted Buttons?
Yeah, I really do think
Mission
so.
Busted Buttons. I can't stop saying project.
Do you want it to be Project Busted Buttons?
I can't.
It can be.
Okay, Project Busted Buttons.
So we got, 50... Shit, I hate doing the math. We have 50 gold and platinum.
You have 500 gold and platinum.
Yeah.
That's so much gold!
Yeah, you just add a zero.
Oh, plus the 50 that the
yeah, I already put my 50 in that we got from Fred.
Yeah, I'm not
And then I put the 50
to...
into my platinum slot.
So it's 500 gold.
Yeah, if you
so
want to translate it.
586 is what
yeah.
I actually got. Okay. We're so fucking rich.
We've got some money, and I mean, that means I can go back and I can get my potions tomorrow.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I wanted to get, and yeah.
Shit, have I ever had this much money before?
Probably not.
No, this is like...
This is your first taste of the adventure.
I know! This is more money, because I always give a cut to Talia.
Mm-hmm.
Talia.
Yeah, she'd take half your money.
Yeah. This is the most money I've ever fucking had. Dude, success. Successful one city out from Tabar. I made a good choice. This is a good idea. Pretty
so
excited how this turned
I'm
out.
I'm gonna start telling Taika about so that Tabaxi.
Yeah?
We ran into his name was Cloudfang?
That's what the guy said, yeah.
Oh man. I have a brother named Cloudfang? I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen him. Over 30 years. 35 years. And he looked like that. I mean, those are the same markings that he had when we were little.
Did he have similar markings to her?
Like,
I guess it's basically...
She's gray and white.
Mm-hmm.
He was gray with black stripes.
Okay. But same face? Like, I would be able to tell similarity in their
like
face?
Like, similar faces, yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit. You think that was your brother?
I mean, it could have been.
He might be dead now. Like, we laid the hurt on him real good.
It's been 35 years, but if we can find out some information tomorrow, let's keep our ears out for, a tabaxi that may have been found, or maybe... Or even listen around, maybe ask if anybody knows Cloudfang or is familiar with them.
As a criminal, it may not be the best idea to go around asking for someone by the name that is a criminal. Like, if people were looking for me and they asked for Taika... They very quickly probably got the hurt put down on him because
he probably
doesn't want to be found if he's a criminal. But we can ask around. Just a quick DM question. The
mm-hmm.
guy that was with Cloudfang, did he notice us?
Yeah.
Or was
yeah.
he too busy?
He saw you, but he was too busy with Cloudfang.
Okay. But he definitely saw a teal tiefling.
Teal tiefling and
yeah.
a great tabaxi.
And a great tabaxi, okay. I mean, we need to be very fucking careful. Because we very potentially
We need
killed...
to get the hell out of Dodge.
I mean, maybe a little,
yeah.
I think it's probably okay to ask a few questions tomorrow.
But maybe we stay pretty close to the scratching post and
yeah.
maybe don't leave our room too much.
Well, and I mean, I can go out and, because with my criminal contact, I would probably have some contacts in town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people that I knew of, even though I've probably never been
mm-hmm.
here before. Or have I been to Infoloco before?
You've probably been here once or twice.
Okay. So I probably know of a contact that I could sidle up to and be like, you got any info on this?
Yeah. For sure. Cool.
I know a person that I can talk to tomorrow. We may need to beat feet immediately to get out of town. Because, you know, if Cloud Fang's like a fucking boss up here or something, the only way out is out. Well, that's what happened to me in Tabar. I didn't actually kill the guy, but they thought I did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what day of the week is tomorrow? Is it like a normal weekday, or is it a weekend?
Yeah, it's a weekday. It's Sun's day. It's Fantasy Friday.
Fantasy Friday.
So, things start churning and opening pretty early, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think we should probably try and get our stuff done as early as we can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd really like to get those potions now that I've got some money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, can we head back to the potion shop and... We don't have to go back to the thread.
No, we got what we...
Bobbin and thread.
Yeah, we got what we needed there, so just go buy potions. What were you gonna get?
Some healing potions, I think.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, like a better one.
Oh my gosh, do I have enough for Hill Giant Strength? Holy shit, I do. Yeah, I want to go back there too! I have enough money for that! I'm super excited. I'm about to spend all the money we just earned! All of it! Well, stole. We didn't actually earn 500 gold.
There was that, and then I can't remember what other potion we were talking about. So there was...
Something else to remember, too. You don't know exactly how important Cloud Fang is, but you also have leverage over him and his compatriot as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they set that fire.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should... this is going to be a problem. If we're asking about Cloud Fang, my hands could be a definite problem.
Maybe we get some gloves over at the
Some gloves
Bobbin
to match
thread.
My capelet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'll have some in stock.
Or thread and bobbin. What's it called? Bobbin and thread. Thread and bobbin.
Bobbin and threads.
Bobbin threads. Bobbin threads.
I hate it. I hate it.
You can also just say bobbin threads.
Bobbin threads. Okay.
Yeah, let's go get some gloves, and then we'll head over to the potion shop, and, yeah.
So I think, Taika is now building a personality in her head. She is going to take the rest of the evening to clean her chainmail very meticulously,
mm-hmm.
so that she can look extra snotty tomorrow. Because mm-hmm. if you're going to wear gold gloves, like mm-hmm. warm yellow gloves, that's a persona. It's a lot different than who Taika actually is.
You all get some rest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're sleeping in separate rooms or the same room?
Separate rooms.
Separate rooms, yeah. Oh, I've also got to come up with a name for this new personality.
Oh, for you with the golden
gloves?
Yeah, gloves.
For this personality.
All right. You all wake up. It is the 5th of Grinning. It is Sun's Day, a.k.a. Fantasy Friday.
Fantasy Friday.
Friday, Friday.
All your dreams come true. All right. You wake up. You get your long rest. You get any spells back, hit points back, etc., etc.
I don't lose any hit points because I'm just that good.
Yeah.
I lost some hit points.
Damn, I'm good.
When we meet outside our rooms, were Abe, Gabe, and Mark leaving today?
I thought they were leaving in a couple of days.
Yeah, they still have a couple of days before they're heading out.
Okay. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Carry on. My bad. Sorry.
All right, so you all get your breakfast. You said sound like you're getting up early, doing some
mm-hmm.
stuff early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go over to the potion shop. All
right.
And bobbin threads.
All right, which one first?
Probably bobbin thread first, mm-hmm. because we need the gloves. We don't need that potion person having more information than they already have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you go over bright and early to Bottom Threads, which is open. You see Bob, the human, inside the shop. It's a little early from the outside. You know, come inside, and he says, hello, our importer friends.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Just had my first cup of coffee, so not too bad.
Fantastic. Spread around?
I mean, she's still upstairs. She's a late riser, but...
Oh. I'm looking for some gloves to match this cape.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. He says, let me just measure your hands real quick.
I hold out my hands.
If he notices the blue, he says nothing about
okay.
it.
Okay.
He says,
consummate professional.
He says, that yellow is a popular color in these parts, so,
Nice.
So he says, one sec. He opens up a drawer and he pulls out, says, do you want them in leather or something a little softer?
Leather sounds good for my sword, yeah.
Okay, so he pulls out a pair of nice leather gloves, and hands them to you. He says, that'll be, 5 gold.
5 gold?
So that seems high.
I was going to say, that's not at all what the cape cost. The cape was only going to cost me
2 silvers.
Yeah, 2 silver. I think you may have undersold the capelet, maybe.
Give me just a second.
Here. Okay.
That's a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm. That's a maneuver I have. I'm
that's
excited.
A maneuver I have in the bedroom.
I'm excited to use that one, though, because it's literally just going to be me grabbing you and doing this and then attacking someone right in front of you. I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm still looking up the price of this.
I'm going to ask for more stuff, too, FYI.
Good to know. Clothes. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I think the cape was probably about the right price. I'm going to say it's 5 silver pieces for the gloves.
Okay. And then could I also get the same combo, capelet and gloves, in a black?
He says, yeah, I could do that.
Awesome.
It'd be a gold piece.
A gold piece?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It cures those for you as well.
What's that?
He looks at your current capelet. It's a... pulls out another black capelet and does some quick adjustments to it. It takes about 5 minutes, and then he's got it all ready for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Anything for you? Oh, by the way, are you wearing your ratty outfit or your nice new outfit? And if you are wearing a nice new outfit, what's it look like?
I think I'm wearing the new one. It was just a cloak, right?
No, it was robes.
Robes.
To replace your ratty pattern.
Yeah.
Ones.
I imagine that they are... kind of like a dark blue, and then on the inside there's some sort of like a constellation pattern.
Ooh, fun.
So like some yellow dots and little things.
Like where no one can see it. It's a private show for you, just yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I'm your private dancer. Dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. And I sang that right before we left the scratching post. And Tycho was like, what is that song? I'm like, I don't know.
I looked at you and said, looking good.
Thank you.
All right, anything else for the two of you?
I'm all set.
I think that's it, yeah. And then as we leave, sorry, I was looking up names. When I'm in the yellow, you can call me Yana.
Well, that's not confusing at all.
Yeah. You know what? It was going to be all T names, and then I thought about it.
Yeah, I guess that does help. If you have the yellow, then you're Yana.
Yeah, yellow Yana. That's
Y-A-N-N-A?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Basically, part of criminal is that you can build personalities, right?
Yeah.
So... this one is rich, not extremely snobby, but knows her station, and it is higher than Taika thinks of herself, I guess. I don't know how that's actually going to come off on playing it.
So how do you explain this to me as someone who's not familiar with someone who keeps changing their name and why?
Yeah. Well, so call me Yana when I'm in the yellow. That way people don't associate whatever I'm doing at the current moment with Taika, who is my real self. Right, so...
Am I good at remembering?
You're a wizard, yeah.
Oh, you're super intelligent.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah, you're...
Well, I mean, intelligence and remembering are two different things.
I think for D&D, though, it's definitely...
For D&D, intelligence is remembering.
Yeah. Okay.
And then wisdom is for, like, common sense.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
So, yeah, sometimes there's going to be occasions where I have to do or say things that I disagree with greatly, and if I need to say something that a rich bitch would... I'm going to be Yana.
Fair.
And then I'll let you... Teal, by the way, Teal is just like a sellsword, a mercenary on the roads.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'll try and keep that in mind. If you can give me a heads up who you are that day,
yeah,
that would be helpful for me.
I don't know that it's going to come up very often, but I wanted to have a different sort of name while we're...
It's been happening a lot so far.
I know.
And I haven't known you that long. So...
This is kind of part of it all, the whole
uh-huh.
crime thing that I was
yeah,
talking
yeah.
about. Yeah, 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 yeah. You gotta be somebody different sometimes. That's all.
Huh. Did I notice what Cloudfang was wearing before we left him?
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
It was like a... The best way to describe it would be a tactical stealth wizard's outfit.
Tactical stealth
it
wizard.
Was like a navy blue, dark navy blue, form-fitting robes.
Uh-huh.
And then a cape.
Okay. And do I get the idea, at least based off of some of the bolts of fabric that are around me, that he may have gotten it here?
It was a very fine-looking piece of clothing, so...
I'm trying to think. I can't think of a good question to ask that wouldn't be stupid, because obviously they fit a lot of tabaxis here, because
mm-hmm.
we're in Vloco. But,
you could describe the outfit and the coloring of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll ask and see if they've ever made anything like that. And just, maybe I even mentioned that I saw it on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Much good. We'll play that.
So, Bob, right?
Yeah.
Bob, I've been thinking about getting something that's a little more utilitarian than just your standard wizard robes. So wondering if you've got any ideas. I was thinking maybe some more, like, pockets, maybe a little more form-fitting. Is that something you guys do?
Oh, of course, yes. We do bespoke outfits all the time. It's our bread and butter.
Fantastic.
But you want to talk to Fred about that. She's the one that manages all that.
Fair enough.
And you hear some stomping, and it's like, oh, sounds like she's might be coming down here in just a moment, conveniently. And you hear a lot of footsteps coming down some stairs and then the back door opening. Fred comes in and sees the two of you and says, oh, wasn't expecting to see you two this morning.
Hello.
Bob's like, yes, they've been spending some coin this morning. Oh, well, we just gave you some coin yesterday, but Bob, they get a 10% discount. And he says, oh, yes, and he gives you back a silver piece.
Oh, nice. Nice.
We can't stay away. We just love it so much.
You know, mm-hmm. I like to hear that. I have a hunch you two are going to be my favorite customers.
True.
Fred, should I let you have your first cup of coffee first before
chatting? Oh, I had it upstairs.
Oh, good. So I was just talking with Bob about maybe getting some more functional, tactical robes that might be a little more form-fitting, maybe some more pockets. He said that you would be the one that could help.
Oh, yeah,
me with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You know, I'd be happy to do that for you. Something for a little more action?
Yeah. I was wondering, Have you ever fit a tabaxi for something like that before? Because I know there aren't a ton of tabaxi wizards out there.
There's plenty, but yes, I have, yes.
Oh, there are?
Well, yeah, we're in Umufaloka, the city of cats. There's a wizard's tower right across the river.
I'm sorry, I grew up away from here, so I don't know.
Any particular color you're looking for?
What color were
dark navy.
Navy?
Do you have some dark navy blue fabric?
I do. It's a very popular color for people that operate at night.
I wouldn't know.
Sure you wouldn't, wink.
And I show off my new gloves. I'll stand by the door and kind of look out on the street and just keep an eye out.
Yeah, that color looks great. Let me think about it a little more. We were going to stop by the potion shop next door, but I'm going to think about it a little more, but good to know that we're all on the same page and it's something you guys offer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And so we head out to the potion shop.
Mm-hmm. You head down, you see, as you get down, you see Sherry coming out of the shop with a sandwich board and setting it up on the road and coming back into the shop.
Hey, Sherry!
Do I know you? Oh, you were from the shop yesterday. Yes, yes.
Yeah!
I just opened. Come on in.
Fantastic.
I'm trying to think of how we tell her that we've got some more money. I don't think we should be like, we came into money. We probably should be like...
Tyka was definitely, I think it's too late. Tyka's like, hey, how's it going?
She says, good. She says, did you come back with more money?
Yeah, finished a job. Super excited to get that hill giant strength.
250, it's all yours.
Yeah, 250, and then I also want one more healing potion, so 300 solid?
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. Well,
great way to start the day.
Right?
So she gets you the little flask with the kind of the pinkish liquid inside of it for the healing potion.
And then hill giant strength.
And then she goes to another bottle, and the capper is looks like a kind of like a the torso of a burly man with crossed arms.
It's adorable. And what's the roll on that? Or does it just increase it to...
I'm going to find out here in just a sec. I believe it increases your strength to 21, but I'll double check.
Gosh, that's going to be nice when that happens. Ooh, I'm going to be a beast!
Yeah, 21.
Awesome.
And it looks like a... It's kind of this transparent liquid, and it's just like a little sliver of something. It's hard to...
I try not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems gross.
All right, well, there you go.
Thanks.
What about you? Anything I can get you?
Yeah, I think I'll get another potion of healing.
Mm-hmm. It'll be 50 gold pieces.
Okay. And, you know, I'm not super, hardy.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you have any, potions that would help with, you know, my armor class. I mean, obviously,
mm-hmm.
That's not the word I would use, but.
Yeah, you'd say something that would make you a little harder to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what I got. She says, yes, I've got this, armor potion here that will, she says, are you familiar with the spell Mage Armor?
I don't think so. Am I?
You don't have it, but basically it's a spell that increases your AC by 3, and it lasts for 8 hours.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice.
And so it's like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much?
250 gold pieces.
Nice.
Okay. So, sorry, I have to do some math. So that'd be half of my platinum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And...
So you pay her 25 platinum?
Yeah, and what's it called again?
Just you can call it armor potion.
Okay.
She says, nothing I love more than platinum. And she clinks two pieces together, and they just ring out with a very melodious ring.
Ting! Hmm.
Very pleasing sonic wave.
And so, I mean, you'll tell me what it does, but it increases hit points by 2.
Your armor class makes you harder to hit, and it's by 3. And it lasts for 8 hours.
Oh, excuse me.
Anything else you want from the potion shop?
Is there anything else we should want from the potion
shop? Any potions that you want? The healing potions are good.
What potions should we want?
I think you got enough.
Okay. Well, pleasure doing business with you.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Sherry.
Anytime, come back. Your money's always good here.
Imagine it's good most places.
Mm-hmm. So you leave. Back on the River Street, you see the remains of Dock 13.
Holy shit. Rubberneck.
The two docks next to it seem fine. However, Dock 13 seems to be burnt down to the foundations.
Holy shit.
The area is cordoned off. You see a man with a big belly, a tabaxi man, angrily yelling at workers that are surveying the wreckage. You see his shirt has some buttons missing. It's been sewed shut.
That's funny. Wow, I can't believe that whole thing burnt to the ground. That's crazy.
It's filled with dry wood.
Yeah.
Let's head back to the scratching post.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And as you survey the wreckage from last night and head back to the scratching post, that is where we'll end this session.
Yay! Oh,
it's good.
Holy crap!
And you'll level up to level 4.
Yay! Woo! Oh, that's awesome. That's super exciting. Hold on here. So, D10 is what I roll,
right? Yeah, let's go ahead and do the hit points now, and then you can level up on... Roll D&D Beyond throughout the week.
Alright. Don't be a bitch, dice. Oh, yeah. 9. Awesome.
Nice. Very nice.
Fuck
roll
yeah.
Me a, D6.
D6. That is one of these guys.
Yes.
Hi.
38. Nice.
6.
Nice. So you get... What's your con bonus? Oh, it's plus 3, right? 4 right now because of your necklace.
Oh, okay.
So you'll get 10 more hits.
Oh, you rolled really good, too. Oh, so it's not just the roll. We add our con to it.
And your con bonus.
Oh, it's been so long. Mm-hmm. So that puts me at 40.
Nice.
I'm at 37.
Nice.
Yeah, that necklace is helping you out a lot.
Yeah. We're being beasts now. Beast mode.
All right. Well, we'll pick back up there next time, y'all. Good session.
I'm super excited.